Blog Talk Radio.
As another girl, wears diamonds and pearls. If I
when we ride up, stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago, green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up, stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago, green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting profusions of mountain. It's back to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the H of me, they all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boys at it, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mello Mahalo. Bay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Blessing, cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, yo boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyra. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cappy of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, are you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go hard for Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing this evening? I'm glad y'all be joining me again for another Big Eddie Rush talk show here. Yes, sir. This is the Clock Talk production. I want to give a shout-out to our partners in crime, Motor City Mafia, Young Money, Westside Racing, or people start calling me as soon as I start my show. Just trying to let that go away. Okay. Yes, sir. So, hey, I don't know what we're going to talk about tonight, but it really ain't been no racing or nothing like that. So I guess it's open, another open discussion night. So, you know, on my show, whatever you want to talk about, you can come on in and talk about it. I ain't going to bust you upside the head just because it might be something people ain't want to hear. Is it making sense? It's just making sense. Whatever you want to talk about or promote, anything like that, you know, that's what talk shows are all about. Conversate. You know, some things might be out of place. You might can straighten out or just work through things sometime, you know. You know, you might even talk about like the rules sometime, but it'd be so much, you know, a lot of people don't really know the rules, but they'll say certain things and they just keep a lot of confusion going on. You know, have to really get somebody on here that they'll believe in, that really tell the rules, and then hell, you're still going to have people saying the wrong shit, because we had these discussions before. You know, then a lot of people always talk about grudge rules. Ain't no such thing as grudge rules. You got steps, but it ain't no grudge rules. You can't go to a book and find grudge rules. But I steady hear people talking about grudge rules. And then other people talk about track rules. But they don't understand that when the rules come into effect at the tracks, they go by the classes. The only rules that stick the same through all classes is the rules of safety, basically. The red light, who get there first, who get out of bounds and disqualify themselves, all the stuff like that, all the safety stuff, basically. So other than that, and I said it again, know the rules that apply when you say track rules. Anything else outside of that is a step when it comes to grudge racing. Ain't no rules. But just you always hearing people talking that same shit. But I got somebody got their hand up. I'm open the line up. 708-4199.
Who we got? Camp 18, baby.
Oh, what up, Camp 18, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on with you, man?
Over here, working. That's it, moving the cars around, as always.
Okay. Yeah. Well, talk to me, man. What you want to talk about, Mike?
I'm just listening, as I'm saying. Listen to the good show. Waiting for the good conversation to come on through. They coming.
Yes, sir.
They going to come.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm hoping they come. You know, whenever somebody want to talk about, they come on.
They're out there in the bushes. They're going to come out. They're in the bushes. They going to come out tonight.
Yes, sir. What's up, brother unknown? That you unknown?
Yeah, that's me. How you doing, Big Eddie, man? You said a mofo. I ain't never heard anybody really say that before. You know, I never believe in, grudge rules. I never heard of a grudge book all my life, neither. And if I go to the track and reach somebody, the only thing that means anything to me, once you go up to that starting line, that's what I want to say. That's how I feel. I mean, if I was to race you, I wouldn't be worrying about no stiffs and nothing else. The only thing I would tell you, when you hit that starting line and I hit that starting line, it's go time. And now, if I went on and told you, that you got the break, that means I better be ready to release that trans break. Because ain't nothing else, going on. But go up to that line and I gave you the break. It's for you to go and for me to either run you down or, hey, just pay you. That's how I look at it.
Yes, sir.
Now.
Yes, sir.
Now I would say,
you know, when you say, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now I would say this now. Now, if me and you go ahead and say, well, look, Eddie, now you know you can't leave until after we go up there and put both lights on and then, you know, the green light come on at the bottom, you know, as they flash down. Or the whole pro tree to drop.
Right.
Then if I gave you the break, then you can take off when you want to take off. Now, if we don't have some type of discussion,
right.
I'm not talking about no DP man or nobody else. If me and you don't have that discussion ourselves, then ain't nothing else to talk about. When we go up there to that line and, you know, once we both hit that line, you better have your guards up.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Yeah.
Because a race like that is like a fight. When you go ready to get in a fight, what you going to do? You wait till the man take his coat off, or you going to catch his ass halfway undressed? I'm going to catch him undressing.
Yes, arms caught in the sleeves.
There you go. There you go.
Coat behind his back trying to get it off.
That's what grudge is all about, is a vantage. It's getting a vantage. You know, the only thing that kills grudge racing with me these days, it's parts. Everybody's saying you got this part, that tie, this and this and that. You know, other than that, man, I mean, a lot
race.
Of that's got to stop. Huh?
Yeah.
A lot of that's
got to
stop.
That's class race.
Yeah, a lot of that's got to stop, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to bet how much weight a person weighs and what kind of ties, what kind of parts. I mean, a man do what he want to do. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying it's your choice. Now, you know, you come into a gun battle with a knife. And the man's 6 feet away from you. You understand me? You can't throw that knife that well. So why are you going in that battle? That's your money. You put your money up there.
Hey,
and if
you
lost your money because you don't know what you got in.
Either you want it or you don't. That's right. Either you want it or you don't. If you think you can win race, if you don't think you can win, just tell them I want them problems. You know,
that's
either
it,
you want
it,
or if you say, hey, man, well, you know, I need a spot. Then if you ask for a spot, if they come at you, then if they say yeah or nay, that's it. That's all need to be said from that point right there. If y'all can negotiate a race, then that's cool. But the thing
but
is,
it's all at the line.
Regardless, yeah, it's all at the line. It's all at the line.
Yep.
But, you know, I heard somebody say that if you got the brake and the other person brake and you don't move, then you got to race again. Now, you're supposed to get the understanding at the beginning. If I got the break, I start the race. When I go, you got to come with it.
That's it. If you don't come with it, that's your problem. If you won't sit there, I want my money.
You got to come with it because I'm the starter. That's right. If it's a clean
break,
and everybody's
you wanna
supposed to have been ready and isn't. Yeah.
What the sense of going to bed? Anyway.
Right. Then you just study jumping. If I get somebody to break, I'm going to tell you two things different with me than a lot of people. If I give you the break, I feel like I can whoop you without a trans break. That way you can't burn me down. Or you give a person up to 7 seconds to lead. Some people don't give them but 3 seconds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all hold on. Y'all go ahead and continue to talk right now.
Yeah, but Eddie, I tell you, it's just, that's the worst thing that kills me. I don't care whether you're in the street or you at the track. If you grudge racing, even in the street, if both of us pull our car up to the line and I gave you the break, you take off, I better be ready to release that trans brake or them foot brakes and chase you down. Else I want my money. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care where you at. You know, a race, to me, is going up to the line, not unless you don't sit there and class racing, like you said. If you class racing, then you got to wait till all them lights and all that stuff drop down. But grudge racing? Oh, no. Let's get it on. You know, what you think? You still there, Big Eddie? Hey, Eddie. Hey, Big Eddie.
Hey, y'all, I'm back. I'm sorry, brother. Yeah, I just got, that's why I said, hold on. Y'all go ahead and talk. I had somebody come in.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
My mom.
Well, I'm back up. Let whoever go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. Did anybody come in and talk to you while you were talking, I know?
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if you heard me or not, but I'm saying, see, a class race and a grudge race, like you say, you know what I mean? They are whole different ball games. When you go back to that line right there, if it's not considered as a class race, you better have your guards up and ready to do what you're going to do. Because if you don't give somebody
that's
a break
right.
or whatever you
right.
gave them, whenever they leave, if you gave them that leave first, then, hey, it's on. And if you don't go, that's going to be on you. Your money gone. I mean, that's how I look at it. If you race me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell nobody else what to do, but I mean, that's racing.
Once you come to agreement, once you come to a clear agreement, and then everything go the way it's supposed to went, then, you know, you can either win, lose, or if it didn't go exactly like y'all said, y'all can make the decision to do it over or not from that point. But, you know, I can't see all the other stuff that people be saying a lot of time that causes problems. You know,
y'all just make it clear
and cut because we've been racing. We've been doing this thing long enough now not to fumble through shit that didn't work. We should automatically put out there the information that we know worked the best and not fumble
That's
through
it.
The shit that don't work. That make people get confused, you know. Let's talk about what worked and what we know worked. You know, ain't nothing ever going to be perfect, but you can try to get it as close as possible. Hold on, I got a hand up here. 773-3229. Your mic is open.
Yo, this ain't just Pina. I was just saying what's up. Saying what's up. Checking in. See what y'all talking about.
What's going on? What's going on, Pina?
Not much, not much. Just listening. That's it. That's all.
All right, bro. Thanks for coming in and listening.
Okay, Eddie, I'm going to sneak one more in. Me and you racing again, right?
Come on with it.
Me and you racing again, mm-hmm. whether it's in the street or at the track. Now, we go up to the line, and so as soon as both of us hit the line, and I gave you the break, and you take off, and my car stalls. So what I'm supposed to just tell you, that it ain't no race because I ain't moved?
Right.
That ain't your problem. That ain't your problem. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So did you follow what I just said?
Yeah,
you follow what
you
I just
got
said.
Got the break and you go to move in your car stall.
Yeah. What I'm gonna tell you, it ain't no race.
If you said if your car, it ain't no race. You
yeah.
Said that, yeah, that's me right. Yeah, because even though your car stall, goddammit, that motherfucker gonna move a little bit. It's gonna hunt. And then that motherfucker got the right to go it on down through there and get that money.
That's what I'm saying. I can't say you didn't win right or wrong. That's my problem. My car stalled.
Right.
So that's what you're saying to me. That's what you're saying to me when, you know, you go up there and you're not class racing. If you grudge racing, and then if a person take off and you say if you didn't leave, you know what I mean, that it ain't no race. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, because your car could have stalled, and then you're going to come back and use that as a technique stop from paying me. You know?
Yeah.
So.
You know, it's just like a lot of time when I haven't never really raced against none of these hit turbo cars other than a couple of Grand Nationals before or something like that. But I have noticed that a lot of times when they put to them beams, you'll see that turbo car, they'll give them the courtesy to let them get in the beam. And I say courtesy because it's their choice. They'll let the turbo car get in the beams first, and then the nitrous car pull in. You know, they give them that courtesy because they know how it is for the turbo to spool up off the light, you know. I just pay attention to a couple of things. If I haven't done it, I still try to pay attention to what I see going on so I know. You understand?
Would you think you're a jet car? Would people think they're a jet car or something other?
Yes, sir.
Until you get up to the line and then sit there for, you know, as long as ever need, and then both of y'all take off. Oh, funny calls. I mean, what do you think
man.
You
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, a lot of times, man, when they get real excited and they get to talking too fast, they miss out saying what they need to say. They need to have their mind set on how they're going to race and get that race straight. Because they wait for you to miss something. Now, if you miss saying something and they use it to their advantage, then that's just on you.
So, that's it. That's
the
game.
I've seen
that
happen so many times. Yeah, yeah.
That's the game.
Yeah.
That's the game.
Yeah.
Well,
you
know something else, Eddie, before
away, man, boy.
Yeah, before we go too far, you know, I see you airing, you know, certain people, you know, on your show at the beginning of the show with the music and all that. And all of us comes on here on your show and we go around the world. And I don't know if I'm in the first, but I just want to be one guy to tell you thank you very much for allowing me to come on, allowing me to talk. I don't know if nobody ever told you that no more. Or any of those singers or any of that you put on your show every night, or rappers. I don't know if anybody ever came back and told you thank you for airing or whatever. But I think everybody should give you that thanks, and all of y'all guys, because y'all do a wonderful job allowing us to go around the world, you know. So I appreciate everything myself.
Yeah,
I just want to be
know,
one of
I
the first ones to let you know.
I look at it a little bit different. I know I be thanking the guys that come on like you and the other guys that come on and elaborate because if you guys don't come on with me, it ain't really no show. So the show is really for y'all. You know, so I appreciate y'all. I'm the one should be giving the thanks when y'all guys come in here and talk to me
Wait,
and other shows that's who make our shows.
It's yes, two
sir.
Sides, Eddie. It's two sides of every story.
Yes, sir.
I just won't get my shot in first.
Yes,
it might
sir,
be a cheap shot, but I won't get it in there.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. But I'm telling y'all, man, y'all guys come on here and talk with us and everything. That's what I love, you know. I hear some. Hey, Steve, that you, man?
Yeah, my phone came off mute.
The new car, man. He came off mute.
You know
I know it.
Yeah. I'm going to go back on mute. Hi.
Where everybody else said, y'all come on now. Me and Unknown ain't going to sit here and talk to ourselves on the show. We can call each other without having to be talking on the show, and y'all just listen. Y'all come on in. I know it's something somebody got to say. I know somebody looking for somebody. We know it's going to be about a week of rain, but when the rain dry up, y'all should have y'all man. Oh, here we go. Right here. Here we go. 773. 7115, you know who you is. I ain't got to say no name.
What up, Big Eddie? What up, Unknown?
Hey, what's up? What's up, kid?
What up, kid?
Yeah, nothing much. Yeah, the difference in grudge racing and class racing. See, grudge racing, you need a dictionary and an encyclopedia. And class racing,
yeah.
You don't need that because all the rules are already set.
Everything laid
That's
out.
It.
That's right.
Yes, yeah, everything
laid
out. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So you need your encyclopedia and a dictionary, goddamn, so you can make sure you got everything right.
Yep. So we got another hand up. Oh, I see. All right. You back open? Yes, sir.
Okay, it's Carolyn. Okay, thanks.
All right.
But Eddie said some good stuff. Eddie said some good stuff. You better have your ears on. You better be listening. Eddie said the magic word.
Don't get too excited. That's right. Don't get too excited. Pay attention because if you fuck around and they slip something in on you, that's just your ass.
That's it. That's
yep.
it. Then he's talking. Then he's going crazy.
They're using today's
advantage.
That's
right. No need to go crazy. Yes, sir.
No.
That's
you
wouldn't
pay attention.
I'll be hearing some of the guys. I be hearing some of the guys in real trial, boy. And I've been amidst it. You know, they'll say what they're waiting, they'll repeat what the race supposed to be. They might leave something out or add something. And the person sitting there calm and say, no, this is what it is. And correct them. And I'd be like, damn, I missed that. He got past my ass. I'm slow now.
And it's going to happen.
That's a person that's sharp on their game. They listen to everything, and they got it right in order, and they don't miss it, man. It's easy to miss some shit sometimes when they start repeating it, and all of a sudden something changed. You got to watch for that.
But you know the biggest thing to me, you know the biggest thing to me, Eddie?
Yeah.
The biggest thing to me, I heard, you know, sometimes you get one side of the story. Like when something happened somewhere else, you heard one person come on here and tell you what happened to them. You heard a whole bunch of people quick to jump on the side and say, yeah, well, that was wrong for this or whatever. And, you know, it's a difference with me. See, I want to hear both sides of the story. Before, I'm not going to point my finger at nobody anyway, because you the one got yourself, you know, tricked. So I ain't going to point that this one wrong, that one wrong. But before I even have in my mind saying this person wrong or that person wrong, I know it's two sides of that story. Somebody ain't telling the truth, just like kids say. Kids say somebody lying. and believe me, I've been sitting back here and I understand that. And I'll be laughing. And I'll be laughing because kids be telling them right, somebody lying. It's two sides of that story. So, and ain't that right, though?
That's right.
People always come and tell you what this one did, what that one did, or what went wrong over here, what went wrong over there. But what is the other person's story? You know, it's two sides of that story.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I like that. When it gets real bad, a lot of times I like to just, even though if I know what the truth was because I heard it myself, I just basically stay out the way, because first of all, it ain't my money. I wasn't involved with the race, so I just try to stay out the way, you know. And then, like, say, me and you talking to something, and it ain't the crowd, I might say what my opinion is to you or something like that. But other than that, if they don't ask me, I try to stay out the way, man, because, you know, my word don't mean that no way. So you don't need me getting in that fight. They ain't going to believe me.
That's it. It's just like a person. Just like a person. Let me give you an example. Now, I had an aunt that married this guy, and everybody knew that this guy, you know, he drank a lot and cut up all the time and said anything out the face and all this. And so one time I was in there sitting in there, and he had said something to my aunt, and I could see myself having him in my hand. I went to say something to him, and he didn't say nothing. So then I went back. Some days when he wasn't there, that's my mother's only sister. And I told her, I said, look, I said, now, the only way I really can do something here is you got to try to help yourself. Get this guy out of here. If you're not trying to get this guy out of here, I can't afford to go to jail and both of y'all going to be still sitting here at this table together. Then I'm going to be mad as hell with you. You understand what I'm saying? So if you ain't going to do something all about it, then there's nothing really what I can do about it. What can I do? So I can get myself, you know, a whole bunch of stuff, and she's still going to be with the guy. So it's just like these relationships on these phones. Why should I go over there and start some stuff, you know, with somebody, you know, with you or whatever, something like that, then somebody's going to be mad with me. You know, y'all still going to be buddies. You know what I mean? Even if I try to do whatever, you know, y'all still going to be buddies. So a lot of times, it's just like what we're saying. Stay out of it. Leave it alone.
Yeah, you got to be out of some things you can't deal with. You understand?
Yeah, stay out of it.
That's up.
Yeah.
That's up.
So you had somebody ready to cut your head off, and you know, and they're gonna be still together. You know, you can't stop it.
That's right. You know, I had thought about giving a special show Wednesday, but when Dog, you know, dealt with the situation, I decided to leave it alone and not even worry about
sometimes,
it, you know, that
sometimes
that little misunderstanding that 41 and Zay had. I'm pretty sure they probably didn't talk now, and they probably got that squared away. That was just somebody talking under their emotions, I guess, because what that man said wasn't really harmful, And they, you know, I never, I'm going to tell you, I can't say he haven't done it, but I never heard Zay just really criticize 41. He just said the track wasn't prepping good enough for himself, really. And he didn't really want to race. He was always trying to get people to race at different locations that he knew that they had a prep that he can deal with more better, which ain't nothing wrong with that because he gambling his money. And I know that every once in a while he would go out there and try to test his track, you know, stuff like that. But I never just heard him say, like a lot of these people be on the phone talking about F41, the track ain't shit, they ain't doing shit. Them people hard. Them people was trying hard, man, to get that car, that track in order so you can get your car down the track. And I want to say, even if the efforts is not, which I have heard people say, that the track is better, a lot better. And you also hear other people say other things. So you really got to go out there and see for yourself to really know what's going on with the track. And then another thing, a lot of guys got to learn how to adjust their car to just about any surface. Because if you can do that, you're more consistent than 9 out of 10 where the other person don't know how to do that. They're going to get their ass whooped. You're going to whoop their ass 9 out of 10. If they can't get their car down the track and you can get yours down the track, that give you an advantage over a lot of people. You might not even be the fastest car, but they probably don't know how to get their car down the track if it's a situation. So,
okay, now.
You know, a lot
okay,
of
now.
People need to start learning how to, huh? Yeah, a lot
okay,
of people
now,
need to start focusing.
Okay, now, Eddie, you've been around a long while like I have. Now, the first thing,
mm-hmm.
when I heard that conversation that they're banning him from the track, the first thing came into my mind, everybody batches people all the time saying this track ain't a good track. They've been doing it all their life, ever since I've known.
That's
so,
right. All the
from
time.
There,
that's right.
So listen at this. I sat back and listened at everybody. So I said it had to be a personal thing between them two. Because people batch people tracks all the time. So you had to get close enough to this guy and say something this guy didn't like in order for him to put you on the track. Just by you just, you know, and what I mean by close, it can be close over phone, internet, whatever. It had to be something personal just
right.
between them two. Because people do that all the time. Just like I might talk about your show all the time. You can throw me off the show because I say, hey, this
That's
show
right.
is this or that. So it had to get personal.
Mm-hmm.
If I keep every week keep on getting personal with you, or every time you see me, I'm personal with you. And then you don't got tired of me and say, look, he got to go. I ain't dealing with this no more. So
hey, Eddie,
you look at the situation yourself. It had to be personal.
Eddie, Zay was raised around
yeah.
the old souls. I can't see him
That's
doing
right.
like nothing like that. He got a real, I mean.
That's right.
The only way he going to raise his voice is you really piss him, tick him off, or you did something that any man is going to do. That ain't his thing to do that right there. He'll laugh and joke with you, but to
right.
me, he's always been this. He will always be, in my image, the boy, the young man that was next to Star Child. That's how I always look at him as being.
Yep.
You know, he became his own man now.
That's right.
He was always right next to Star Child, and he never said nothing. So I can't
yep.
see him saying something stupid right
I
now.
Ne-
it's probably some hearsay or something
and like
that
I
got
said,
out of hand. I don't see him doing it.
Yep.
Cool.
When they say the man bashes the track all the time,
I don't even know what happened, but just, and I'm just saying this here, by me knowing that man, when that man was in grade school, I don't see him like that. And people change in life, but he's still the same person. Me, every time he rides
mm-hmm.
past me or
yeah.
he see me somewhere, he waving me or he shake my hand like he always has his kid.
That's right, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, brother, man.
I think it was just
what?
Tempers flaring and a misunderstanding.
Yeah, but okay, brother, man. Let me put it to you like this.
Or hearsay, somebody say something one thing and the words got changed as it went down the line.
Well, that I believe that, too. I believe that, too. But what I
yeah.
would say, What I would say to me is just like two couples that every time you see them, they both speak, they just do this and they do that. Next minute, you know, the police and the ambulance over there, somebody killed somebody. You know, just like you, you know, to me and you and around me and you, they're the best persons in the world. Then things can change. You never know what happened. The man could have got out there, car could have been slipped or whatever. He might have said something. Man, won't you put some, you know, such and such down on here so we can, you know, start getting on the track better. He might have felt that way for himself. But then the man, you know, he might have came out and said, well, look, either you do just like everybody else do or you go somewhere else. And like I said, one thing could lead from the other. One word to the – I'm not saying that's what happened, but it's me knowing human beings all my life. I study people. You know, not saying I'm perfect doing it, but it's like I'm saying, I knew it had to get personal in order for somebody to just come up and say, well, look, you out of here. That's all.
Yeah, well, they didn't even have this car there, so you know that could have happened.
Or either, you know, post something other, like the man say you were posting stuff, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not blaming them on this one, that one. But I know people talk about people all the time. But the track.
You can post all you want. Everybody posted they hated Donald Trump. But
I understand. That's what I just said. People do it all the time.
I don't post dumb shit about them. I don't really.
Yeah, people do it all the time.
Come on. It's my right. I can speak what I want to speak.
Nobody said that. I just say it happens all the time. People talk about people all the time. All the time.
Yeah, I've heard a whole lot of people say.
I was on the start line of Big Sam event, and I'm watching how them guys were talking to everybody. Now, some of them young folks who don't know anything, I'm looking like, dude, y'all just need to just listen to the man. He just asked y'all to step back. Then people throwing cigarettes on the ground like they normally do and this and that and trashing the lot. So finally he put them back. And now they want to be like, they want to be acting like Billy Badass now. So I'm looking like, you lay that grave, you lay in it. You dug that grave, you lie in it. So when they tell everybody to get back, they go that one motherfucker. You ain't say nothing to him. I just looked at him. I ain't say a word. I'm let them speak for me. Don't worry about him. You just got to get back. I just turn my back and tell one step back down by the starting line. Because they already know who is who.
Yeah.
Every little
people not to bring glass bottles to the track.
Yeah. They ain't got this place sticking you over there spitting or whatever out there in the middle of the thing. Man, you ain't thinking about nothing.
Yeah.
Because they want to hear my car don't move. That's because you got shit on the bottom of them. Like the last thing, that dude that did that dumb shit, he backed up 1,000 miles an hour and almost hit them people back at the end. That was stupid. Because you mad because your car fits in the antifreeze. And they just told your car was leaking. And you thought, no, it ain't. And then you back up and people had to drive out the way to get out the car. And you had the door open. You almost hit three people. And that's when they said it's over. They shut it down right then.
That's when they supposed to tell somebody, hey, you don't come back here. That's when you're supposed to put somebody on the track when they do shit like that. Not because words. You know.
But the only thing I say, I hope it work out for everybody. That's the only thing I say. I just hope it work out for everybody. That's the name of the game. We all are human beings, and I hope it work out. That's what I say. Hope it work out. And if it don't, I hope we stick together as a team and make it work out. Yeah. Maybe not there, but somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
Yep. That's all you can do.
Well, we got a two tracks up there, 41 in the Grove.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody else will be on now. Unless you go way out to what you call them out there on I-80. You know.
Ain't nobody going to 66. Who's going to go out there? You got a race all of a sudden. Now you got to go out there and then... You got to get it done because they ain't gonna turn the lights on for you. So I put ain't nothing.
Oh, you got to get there early.
Right. And the average person, the average brother don't get up.
But I'm just saying, they still active.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still active, though. That's all I'm saying. They still active. Yeah.
But, Eddie,
I go out to rock the shit.
Eddie,
Would it be fair to say, Eddie?
Yeah.
Would it be fair to say, Eddie?
Go ahead.
Is, in life, we live and we learn certain things.
Get the picture.
And we see that there is a different way we got to go about some things with certain people. Do you think it's fair to say that?
Yeah.
And so that's the way I'm looking at it. So if you see he that type of way, because he threw him out, he would throw anybody out. You know what I mean? Or if he went there and did what something that the man said he did, he would do somebody else like that. So ain't it fair to say if we work together as a team, try to put this thing together? Because like you say, you're going to have to go so far to do whatever you got to do. And you can't let that guy come from somewhere else and this owner, just because he's an owner, and run you away from home to go somewhere else. You know? So you can't let that happen. And then, you know, the people that's there that's making stuff bad, ain't it fair to say we should get together as a team and say, look, hey, man, look, let's do this a different way. I mean, we got to start working one way or the other together. You know, if not, then, I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be, and it's not going to be pretty. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah. That's for sure. Where all my racers at tonight? See, man, these Friday night shows, I'm going to have to change my show to Wednesday night, man, because on Friday night, man, people be doing their little partying and getting together. And, you know, I want to come on and talk. I think Friday and Saturday night, the worst time to have shows. But we've had some good ones now. Well, don't be as consistent. To me.
Yeah.
Last weekend we had a pretty good show going. As soon as it slowed down, looked like the show god said, all right, we can slow down now and shut my shit down. I was like, damn, let's go.
I had
to look at the clock. Yeah, come on.
Okay, just the other question. Now, you got yourself, you know, a couple little calls, Mudbone 1 and Mudbone 2. Now, what would you be looking for, a certain area to go, or you would be looking to go quicker and quicker? Or you just got, like, one number in your mind that you would like to get to or somewhere near?
Man, I just like to go as fast as I can go with what I got, and then from that point, I'm a judge who I think I might can race. It's just as simple as that, because it's going to always be somebody faster than you. It's going to be somebody slower than you. So the thing you do is get your car as fast as you can get it and consistent as you can get it. And then you start calling your victims out. If you think you can go. If you can't, then leave it alone. I would like to see probably a certain number, but when I know what I got, what I'm working with, I know the number I would like to see. I ain't gonna see, so I just get the car as quick as I can get it and consistent.
Yeah,
go from there.
And I feel the same way too. I like to put me a nice little 400, something together that'll just go right there and just play around it. And once in a while, when it's a little chilly outside, dip over to 399, then dip back in no lower than, you know, 402 or 401, you know, in the eighth of the mile.
Jeez.
And just stay right there, put my money there, and get a whole bunch of stuff when I get that done.
Hey, Eddie, wait, come on, man. He's dreaming.
No, you're not dreaming.
If you got the money and the know-how, you can get it to happen. That's right. Yeah.
You know, you
get the money and the know-how, it can happen.
Ain't nothing little about 390. Ain't nothing little about that.
Nobody said.
You got a $2 or $3 million car.
Ain't nothing little about that. That ain't nothing. Sure, that's little.
I didn't say it ain't nothing. I ain't saying money. Ain't money about nothing. Just paper. Money ain't nothing but paper.
I don't know how old you is, but if you knew what you need now. Okay,
I knew
well,
I know
you
now. I ain't going to drag no $2 million in no car. Just to go run some 390.
When you was 19 years old.
Shit.
No, I'm just saying, if you were 19, if that's what you want to do, if that's what you want to do, when you were 19, if you had this mind, just like I'm 76, and I still got a mind whether I can get behind that wheel or not. I still got that mind, and I still got a lot of talent, and I just been looking for the right people to start our right business with. So what I'm saying, it don't take long to accumulate that money if you put the right business together. And if you got the right people there that's willing to listen. See, that's the problem with people. People trying to move too fast before they start listening. You put your business together and be able to produce before you go out there and try to ride around in limousines every day. See, that's something I don't do, you know. So that's why I said that ain't nothing. That ain't no money. These days ain't no money. It's just a fast. You go in the store with a $100 bill and you break it and trying to get some groceries. You come out that store, you ain't got more than a little handful of bags. The little kids can carry them out the store for you. So today, that ain't no money. You don't have no habits. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't go to bars. Don't go to clubs. Man, money accumulate. You don't do nothing. That ain't no money. Well, I'm going to get off of that bandwagon. I don't want to stay on that bandwagon.
we got a hand up here.
Get on your bandwagon, unknown. I don't know why the hell is Steve arguing with you in the goddamn way. He don't even know what he's talking about. Man, leave that man alone. Steve, that man ain't bothering you, man. You bothering people for no reason. That man got his opinion. I always had his own opinion. You fucking with that man for nothing.
Yep.
What up, Shorty?
What's up, Big Ed? My damn teammate just want to start something. For what? I don't know what the fuck wrong with him. You want to start something with that man,
man.
It don't cost no fucking $2 million to be in no fucking 390 car. You just saying something.
No.
Yep.
That shit don't cost nowhere near no shit like that. Nowhere near.
No, sir.
You would spend $200,000 and run 390, 370. Look at you talking about. You spend less than that. So now where in the hell $2 million come from? God damn. Tell my bill on a motherfucking rocket. You can go up to space. You can go to the moon for goddamn it $2 million. Shit. You know what I'm saying, man? That man is my teammate. Love him to death. You ain't going to make our team look stupid. Man, be quiet, man. You talking about nothing. All that shit you saying is about nothing. You ain't got nothing to do with what Zay doing or none of that shit, man. Leave that shit alone, man. Because if you say something negative about Zay, he going to your ass. You saying something negative about the track, they want to go to your ass. They going to buy your ass up out of there. Leave that shit alone, man. You ain't got nothing to do with that shit. Nothing to do with it. Nah, I'm just keeping it real. I don't give a fuck who don't like it. You ain't got nothing to do with that shit. Them people going to do what they going to do. Zay was going to do what he going to do. Zay cool with me. I don't even know them. But I go to their track and leave that shit alone, man. They going to have it. You ain't got nothing to say to it. Now you didn't want to just say something.
Well said.
That's your priority, squash. That's your priority.
You know what I'm saying? But whatever it is, I'm just saying, ain't nothing wrong with talking about it. But Steve don't even be on the phone telling my man, so why would he come talking about it? He don't know nothing about nothing. That's all I'm saying, Eddie. The normal people that talk all the time always talk. You don't know me. Motherfuckers just going to come in and don't never be talking at all. That's just like baby coming on this bitch talking about something he don't know shit about. That shit alone, man. That shit, I know. That's why we fucked up.
Be careful, Charlie.
And that's we.
I agree.
You heard what I said, Eddie? We. That's why we fucked up right now. Including me and any other motherfucker. Because too many people talking too goddamn much that don't know shit. Motherfucker don't even know nothing about a race car. They get on here talking about like they know something. Just want to be heard. Come on, man. That shit ain't nothing. You ain't never heard me say nothing slick to unknown in my life. Y'all be talking slick to people y'all don't even know, man. You don't know that man. You don't even know what he look like. I just ain't going to do it, Eddie.
Yeah.
I ain't going to do it. That man ain't trying to his own opinion.
That's what I was just saying.
Sound like he older than us.
I try to just not say
no, man. Hey, leave that shit alone, man. I bet y'all ain't never in y'all life heard me argue with no unknown. You ain't never heard me say nothing to him.
Nope.
Nope.
But if he speak to me, I'm going to speak to him. That's it. I don't know that man. Fuck, I look like I'm going to tell him something. Hey, y'all better be careful. Unknown know what y'all look like. Y'all don't know what he look like.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all motherfucking ass up. You know who the fuck I know. Hey, hey, I'm just keeping it real.
Hey man, I like
and all they know is he unknown. They don't even know what he look like. They don't know if he light skinned, dark skinned, white, black, yeah. Chicano, Jamaican. They don't even know what color the man is. Mother, come on the phone talking crazy to the man. People, they got something for your ass now.
Yeah, man.
Y'all ain't number one mistake away from death or the penitentiary. Take your motherfucking peace.
Pick your point.
And you know
I'm
something.
Going back on mute. I just wanted to say that.
You know something. And you know something.
Yeah, man. Well, that's one thing I ain't looking for. I ain't looking for no trouble.
No, me neither. Me neither. But you know, Eddie.
Somebody got a
speakerphone. Can you hear me, Eddie?
Yeah, you hear me?
You know, Eddie.
Yeah,
you know what happens if a person don't know. I tell the truth. I come on these phones. And I come on here a lot of times only because nobody else is saying anything. And I think you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I started out, you know, when I came out to Chicago on these shows out there with you. If you remember, me and you started out hanging out talking.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said,
oh, yeah.
When don't nobody say nothing, then I come on these phones. And I don't try to criticize nobody. I try to find a solution to a situation because we all in this together. And really what I do in real life, and I always have, you know, I study situations and I pay attention to people. And I just like Ken was telling them, I know everybody's voice. If I was there and somebody would talk, I can put that name with their face because I listen a lot.
Yeah, with the voice. Yeah.
There you go. And I do that very well.
Yeah.
And I come on here every week and I listen every week to all your shows. Sometimes I will say something. Sometimes I won't say nothing. But when there's nothing going on, then I get in and I might can get some help and I might can give some help. I enjoy help too. When people talk, that's where I learn everything from y'all and all the people that talk. So I learn a lot.
You back open.
And I enjoy.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I enjoy it.
I'm talking to my buddy, Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anytime, you know.
My best friend had fell off, and I was letting him know he was back open.
Okay, well, if y'all want to go ahead and talk, I get back off. You know, I ain't got no problem with that. You know, I'll stop for a minute. But I'm just saying that's
he
my.
He never said nothing yet.
Okay, well, that's my reason for being here.
You know, yeah.
That's my reason for being here.
That's because
you know,
he didn't open my mic, chump.
Okay, let me back up.
I'm just sitting up here laughing. Eddie, what kind of number he want? Eddie want a number. I wish the car go forward.
Oh shit! Now I'm gonna have to fuck you up. You just keep on now. I'm trying to let you slide.
Man, shit. He talking about phones. Eddie want to get out the fucking fire. What are you talking about, phones? $3.99.
You ain't lying about that.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I'm sorry I got you in trouble, Eddie.
You got in trouble. You going to fuck around and get Eddie a heart attack talking about $3.99.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Hey, Chuck. You heard what I said when he said that. I said, shit, you flying.
That motherfucker going past 131 miles an hour. And that's when you drop that bitch off one of them collapsed buildings.
Good God almighty.
Ooh-wee. Good. Hey, Shorty, I can't say nothing, man. I can't say nothing, Shorty, when he tells the truth, man.
Can't say nothing until you get to 132. Then you can say something.
That's right. Yeah.
He's struggling at 131.
Oh, man.
Nah, I was just listening, Eddie. Yeah, I'm just listening,
man.
Fucking around. Listening to everybody throw fucking opinions out, which don't really matter, but, you know, that's all.
I was just listening to my teammate coming in there just saying some shit. Leave that shit alone, man. You got nothing to do with that shit.
Well,
you know they want to jump on
you.
You
should have checked Eddie's ass for bringing that dead shit up. Because he the one started that. But he wouldn't open my mic.
Well, I'm sorry, man.
He wouldn't open my mic. So I had to hang
up. In my
opinion,
you couldn't be wrong. Because guess what? We don't have to respond. Fuck what somebody bring up. Yeah, I ain't got to have no comment on it. So how can I get mad at Eddie for bringing something up?
The only thing I said, Shorty, was that
I never really heard Zay myself bash Shorty as much as I heard him talk. I ain't never heard him, and I say that again.
Yeah, but you brought it up. You drove in the same car as the motherfucker walked in the store that robbed
the store, man. I hear what you're saying, Chuck, but Eddie can bring up whatever the fuck he want to bring up on his show. That don't mean my team members that don't usually talk, that gonna jump in on some shit, and everybody wants to jump on his back. They don't jump on my back, they jumps on his back. So he can shut the fuck up, let him jump on my back. If you know what I mean.
That motherfucker started the fight, he the first one started the cop and left.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Hey man, look. Nobody's on here talking to me, but I know, man. I know just making
conversation. Well, you wouldn't open my mic,
man.
I was trying to talk to you. You had
You
know, yeah. I was trying to get on, but you wouldn't. I guess you said fuck it. It was open.
You didn't know it was open.
Man.
It must have been on mute. Your mic was open.
You know why? Ain't nobody on mic.
Get your hand up, man.
You ain't racing, Chuck.
I was trying to get in there when he was talking about the show was slowing down and they cut him off because the motherfucker ain't send my check. So he don't send my check. The show going to slow down.
What up, Charlie?
What up, kid?
Hey, man, come on, let me go to my laptop. I got my laptop working.
I want to ask a question. Who the fuck put that up, man? I would really like to know.
Yo, man,
they put a picture up with a little baby laptop for the little kid about 3 years old. Talking about that preacher boy tuning the car or some shit.
I ain't see that.
Oh, you didn't see that? I thought y'all knew that wasn't preacher boy talking about. Man, they put it, look, you know how the little baby, how they got the little baby laptop for the 1 and 2 year old? Man, they put the laptop and hooked it into the diagnostic of the car. Talking about this preacher boy tuning the car.
You don't need no motherfucking laptop. You need a motherfucking clock that can tell time.
Oh, God damn.
Uh-oh, they bringing up that shit. I'm on mute.
Hey, you know he's my boy, so I can fuck with him like that. Shit.
Hey.
Get
on his
hey,
ass, preacher boy. Get on his ass.
Hey, listen.
Go ahead,
man. He can have freedom of speech. Just like your boy did when he put that shit on the thing. I like it. You know why? I'm on y'all mind. Y'all ain't on mine.
You ain't on mine, goddammit. I just wanted to see the motherfucking race and don't let a motherfucker bag out for some bullshit
come
like
on,
that. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, I got to ask Preacher Boy a question though right quick. Hey, Preacher Boy. Don't you wish you'd woke your ass up when I call you?
No.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Early in the morning, get out of here if I can get that.
Lincoln,
no,
Leon.
Y'all act like I'm the only person.
What up, Eddie?
I'm saying, I wanted to see the motherfucking race.
I just didn't want that shit to bag out like that. That's all.
I see you. I wanted to see it too.
Yeah.
Did LaPierre get rained out?
Yeah, they canceled.
That'd be somebody that ain't got to get no body work Monday, okay?
Well, you know how that goes.
Jeremiah was smart then, wasn't he?
No, that's what made him. They ain't want to see nobody.
Somebody got the background noise.
I tell
you. Whoever got the background noise, mute your mic, please.
They didn't want nobody to get their ass for not paying, so they canceled.
Mute me already. There's you unknown. Yeah, me too, Eddie. I don't think that was you.
That ain't yours. That's somebody else there.
How you doing, unknown? I ain't heard your voice in a while, unknown.
Mute me, so I'm gone.
Are you open?
Can you hear me?
I ain't heard Mr. Unknown in a while.
You hear me, Eddie?
I hear you.
Is I'm on, Eddie?
Yeah, you on.
We hear you, baby.
Yeah, how you doing, man? I be listening at you, though.
Hey, baby.
I be listening at y'all. Everything good.
Hey.
I be listening at y'all, guys.
Hey, unknown. You know I'm going to get on the ass. You know I'm going to get right on the ass. So I don't give a damn. Fuck
them. Yeah, I learn a lot from y'all guys, man. I'm educated real well now.
Yeah, now. See? You was back in the 60s and 70s, goddammit, getting educated. We no longer slaves now.
Yeah, I'm real educated.
Is somebody shooting fireworks?
Man, that motherfucker got a bad case of gas.
Goddamn. Mm.
Yeah, man. Boy, them people, hey, when I looked up, a motherfucker had texted me that shit, talking about some preacher boy. Look at this shit they put on Facebook, talking about tuna. I said, man, tell them people whoever did it, thank you for the publicity. I ain't know how to goddamn publicize my business. And then I seen the word Steve on there. I called his ass. Steve said, man, I needed to play with somebody. I know I could play with you. I was bored. I said, man, you know I don't mind.
Big Steve put that up, Preacher Boy.
Yeah, Big Steve put me out there. Hey, listen, I must be a little part of Camp 18 now, because goddamn it, he put me up. He publicized me. Hey, but you know what I love about my partner? The one in my camp, he ain't waste no time. Finn told his monkey ass, you need to come over there and let Preacher Boy do your car. You might better go faster. Put that laptop on your shit.
I see it now. God damn. He told me he said with a Nintendo game.
Oh, no.
God damn.
Oh, no.
I see
it now. And got him right. And look, got him right, though.
I'm a shed, too.
God damn.
Hey, how could you complain if I use that to get him right? We getting down the track after I tune a motherfucker. What the rest of them doing? They on the sideline fighting with each other, talking shit to each other, and can't get out their own subway.
That's funny. I'm gonna send that shit to you.
Hey, listen, they got so bad with their crew, goddamn it, because they can't tune shit. Tell them, don't touch my car no motherfucking mo.
Yeah. There won't be no racing this weekend, Eddie.
Hey, and they got a legit shoot now.
Yeah, he said it's more than right.
I'm surprised didn't nobody lock in.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm going to say. They locking in like a motherfucker that then.
Oh, not the Jeremiah special.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Man, them people locking in like a motherfucker because it's raining.
Damn. What the fuck is that? You get that, Eddie?
Yeah,
Eddie,
man.
You get them talking about me, Eddie?
Oh, I
just did, Eddie. I just sent it to you.
Oh, you just sent it? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I just sent it to you. That shit was funny.
Yeah, okay, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got people more excited besides the time, too.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
He plugged
rain
up, too?
To a
plug
BMW.
In, baby.
To a BMW.
Oh, they plugged in the BMW? I thought they was doing to that race car.
No, it's plugged into a BMW. Ain't nobody gonna let you touch their race car.
Oh shit!
Oh
shit! Hey, you need me to come over there and work on your motherfucking car?
No,
beat your ass.
I don't think so.
You need me to help you before
you
go,
preacher. When
y'all get that motherfucker ready, just holler. Oh, my shit ready. My shit stay ready.
Hey, Chuck, I ain't allowed to talk shit to you because I ain't ready.
Yeah, I ain't.
And see, I'm going to take my spot like a good little boy. As soon as I get ready, I'm going to call you.
Hey, all right.
But until then, I ain't got nothing to say to nobody. I'm a damn good spectator.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being a motherfucking spectator as long as you're in your lane. Shit.
I'm in my motherfucking lane, baby. Because them other people ain't getting dangerous. They running motherfuckers over. They talking shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, come on.
Make-believe car.
Not the make-believe car.
Yes, the make-believe car. Make believe they gonna show up with a car.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, one day they'll just wake up and say, "Well, maybe I better take my car to the track and see what's happening."
What? Yeah. Stop lying, Chuck. I thought you was a realist.
I ain't lying.
I thought you was a realism.
Shit. I ain't lying. I watched it every year for
the
past 4 years.
Hey, listen. Getting these niggas to get to the track is like these niggas taking the corona shot.
Yeah. You might have a point. You might have a point.
These motherfuckers ain't going, baby.
No.
Hey. First words come out their mouth, that's an epidemic. We ain't going.
Yeah. I just don't understand it. You say you love the game and your shit running and you always find an excuse not to bring your car to the track.
You
that
see,
shit just,
see, Chuck,
it's amazing
Chuck,
to me.
I thought you were smart. I thought you were smart, Chuck. A lot
no,
of these
I'm,
people,
I'm smart, but
car,
you know
listen,
what's happening.
They thought, listen, they bought a car so they can join the conversation. That's what half of these people got cars for, but they can get in the conversation. They don't want to be left out. Didn't you just hear Big Firm?
Didn't you just hear Big Firm last week? But see, you just talking about the new people. I'm talking about the old timers. They got shit too, and they scared to bring their shit out.
Chuck, it's done for, man. They done. Stick a fuck in them. They done.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
They went out
know.
Like the Titanic. Hey, they went down like the Titanic.
What are you saying? Just because you don't think the old guys can fuck with some of these young guys?
No. That ain't what I'm saying. That ain't nowhere like I'm saying. What I'm telling you is they not coming out anymore. It's over with. Didn't you just hear Unknown
probably,
say he learned something?
Yeah, probably just because they don't want to hear the bullshit.
That ain't what it is,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah. Well, what is it? Why
hey,
they ain't coming out?
Because you can't make Westerns bust a grape. They not
you can't
only.
Do what? You
make
can't
Westerns
do what?
Make Westerns
bust
a grape. They can't
grape.
Do shit. Because
these
they
motherfuckers
ain't doing,
shit. They not coming out. It's over with.
Mm.
Hey, man. They cars finna become antiques. They'd rather get paid off the car owning that motherfucker and having it than a motherfucker letting the brake go. It's easier for them right now to say, man, we got cars. We got cars. We ain't going, though. We got cars. You can't say we ain't got a car. Look at the Birdman. They got cars, but they ain't never ready. And I hope Gerald on the phone. I'm going to tell you like it is. They all have some birds.
No.
Got their wings
no, man.
Some birds got their wings
oh, man. Come
hey,
on,
man.
Not the ABC specialist.
Do you want me to tell y'all like it is? Shit, I'm going to tell y'all the truth.
Lord.
You know,
well, tell it then.
Anytime,
tell it.
Listen, you got to understand this part here. Anytime you've been building cars, the same damn car, all motherfucking years, I'm putting years on it, and every year the first thing when you come out the race, you begging. Hell, did you build something? You hollering, you got all motor cars. There's nothing wrong with that nowadays. Don't build it and then come out and say, can
man,
I have?
Y'all better be glad Gerald ain't on this motherfucker.
Oh, he on here. I'm trying to bring him out the bush.
I'm on Eddie, but I'm getting history lesson. Something important than that stupid race talk. I'm getting history lesson.
Oh, shit.
I'm here.
I told y'all he was on here.
I'm getting
on
real
here.
History.
I got to bring him out the bush.
Something that's important. Some idiot talk about
something
that don't make
Gerald.
A difference in race.
Gerald, this ain't even important. That shit I'm talking about ain't important. But what I'm telling you, Gerald, is this. You've been racing 100 years. You know, everybody in their mammy got nitrous. You're the only one that keep hollering horsepower. And first thing that comes to your mouth is what you going to give me. I'm going to get your ass whooping, motherfucker.
Hey,
you know everybody got nitrous?
Preacher boys. Preacher boys. You act as if Fox just started yesterday. This stuff been around for years.
No,
I just heard a man talk about
that,
Fox
see,
the other day. Today.
See, what did I just tell y'all?
Hey,
comprehension is a motherfucker, ain't it?
Yeah, because you're smarter than everybody. You always
no, I'm just telling
and
you the
and
truth.
And
listen to me. Listen to me, Gerald. I'm
I heard
trying
you
to
already.
Tell you some knowledge because you've been building a
you
car that you know everybody in the world got nitrous. But the first words come out your mouth when you get together is, what kind of spot you going to give me? You know I'm a motor.
Hey, preacher boy.
You knew you were building a motor.
Everybody's preacher boy. Preacher boy, this racing stuff is not important to me, preacher boy. It's just a sport like I bowl. It's nothing to me, preacher boy. It's just a way of life. There ain't nothing serious about this to me about racing. I can care less about my car. It's just a sport. I've been doing it so long, so what? I can care less about it, preacher boy. I bowl, too. I do a lot of bowling. I travel bowling. That's what we do.
I understand it. I
work all my life, and I have something to fall back on, and that's how I rest it. That's all sports is. It's a sport, Pizza Boy.
Don't get in your feelings. I'm just trying to give you a definition of shit.
There's no getting your feelings because all we do is the same thing and sit on these phones. We do more phone talking than racing anyway. You've been talking. You ain't really racing, but you do phone talking. That's all you've been doing.
Hey, listen.
That's it.
I'm in the background talking shit. What I should do, I'll take right. these things and beat your ass. But you're going
to
ask me what I'm going
to get. You won't take these things and do nothing to me. Because you ain't going to get it on motor, I kill you. Put it on motor.
See?
So
we didn't build a motor car. We built a nitrous car. You built the motor car.
Hey,
you know the world is full of nitrous.
You, if we could, we wouldn't be still doing it if we couldn't compete. We still ain't competing, Preacher Boy. So what difference does it make? If we on motor or we spraying?
Why you asking me for a fight?
I want to run these
Roy, stand down, man. Get out the way. Now, meanwhile.
You ain't no goddamn
what
Roy.
What you just say, man? Okay.
This is Vic, goddammit. I want to run B.C. and car.
Oh, okay. We'll talk to you. I'm going to pull your chain in 1 minute. Just wait. I'm talking to somebody
pull
right
my,
now.
No, don't pull my chain.
He just said something. I want to hear. What did you say,
Hey, preach boy. Hold on. I ran for you to talk to a man that's trying to race you, then talk to me. Go ahead, go.
Okay,
I want to
talk to you
because
you said something slick. I want to hear what it was.
Preach boy, you got a man that's trying to race you right now today.
We got to understand it.
Listen.
It's
waste our time.
See, drag racing going order. Listen, you got to have order in your life. Vic ain't in that order yet.
Honestly,
I'm going to tell you just like this. The only reason I ain't saying nothing to Vic is because B-Fan said him and Vic got an understanding on what they're doing. So I got the man down on that. You understand what I'm getting at?
Vic, you scared of Vic.
What B-Fan got going on. No, I'm not. Vic, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'll tell you B-Fan about you. I paid my lockup. I want my money back. God damn it.
Right, but you told Vic, hey, Vic, you told him y'all was doing it the same way. And he told you
nah, fine. I'm not giving nobody nothing no more.
That was the end of our conversation. I can't overrule that man and what y'all got going on. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to leave that alone then.
That's all I keep telling you.
Yeah, that's
now,
cool.
The people I can talk to, that's what I'm doing, Vic. I ain't trying to be disrespectful to nobody. But the people I can talk to, I'm talking to them.
Oh, okay.
I really
all
wasn't
right.
doing nothing but explaining. I was just using Gerald as an example.
So you ain't the boss, you just the driver, right?
No. Hey, listen to me. Hey, Chuck. I'm just like that man laughing. I'm a secretary.
I ain't no motherfucking secretary. I'm a motherfucking boss.
Did I break that laugh up, y'all?
Y'all funny as hell, man. Y'all funny as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I'm
y'all funny,
boy. I know how to stop that laugh. Hey, preacher boy. Almost.
Okay, hurry up, because Wicked waiting on us.
Hey, Wicked, hey, Wicked, that burgundy one. I'm talking about that red one.
What? I'm talking about my 87.
They both the same motherfucking color?
Both of them named Wicked.
We just did that on purpose. One, my car is Wicked, and man's car is Wicked. You just say one with more emphasis, Wicked. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, no. See, because you're a fuck writer and say the wrong word and run into the wrong cock grass.
Well, I tell you what. You know which one. You know what the 87 look like, right?
Hey, that's fine. Long
that's the one I'm
going
to run. That's the one I'm going to run.
Hey, okay. Hey, Vic. You know I'm not ducking you, bro. I'm coming right out.
Oh, no.
I'm going to fall
not
right
what
out
I'm
that
saying,
box.
Bro. Preacher boy.
I told you
I'm
they ain't ready.
That. Okay, and I said, okay, I'll leave you alone till you're ready.
Right, right. That's why I ain't talking about my. But listen, check it out now. I'll be out in another 2 weeks with my S10. I'm bringing the S10 to the land in 2 weeks.
Okay, and that's when you come with an S10. Listen, when you come with an S10.
I'm looking for
Toe Tag. Listen to me. When you come with an S10, I'm coming with Wicked.
No, no, no. It ain't that type of car. It's a small block S10. Nothing special. All steel. Nothing
and it don't weigh,
the bumper.
And it don't weigh what Toe Tag away. So I'm not stepping out of my
listen, more. Listen to me. I ain't no corner. I don't pick up body bags. You know, Toe Tag
no
pick up
either.
Body bag.
I ain't no corner. I kill them.
I ain't ask a motherfucker what they weigh. I got an S10. Y'all don't say none of that shit when y'all running Lenny Marzal. Lenny Marzal was like, this truck ain't nowhere like. But I never ran Lenny,
but I'm telling you right now, I'm not running no S10 with Toe Tag.
Oh, well, that conversation dead. Go on to the next.
Okay.
See, this is what you just did. Let me explain something to you. The word
so
came out of not running Toe Tag.
Are you
going to
run the white car? Are you going to run the white car with Wicked?
Did I say it right, Vic? Hey, you said it wrong, Chuck. He just gonna run. He gonna run the white car with Wicked. See,
oh,
that's Wicked.
Listen, Vic.
I thought I said
Wicked.
Wicked.
That's that Wicked motherfucker.
Hey, Vic. Listen, we were rudely interrupted. Listen, whenever I say I got an S10 coming out and I run Toe Tag, the words should have came out your mouth was. No, I'm not running Toe Tagger with that. I asked you about no scale or nothing else. The word was
that's
no. I was there. Okay. No, you didn't. You turned around and said, well, it's light and all this. A motherfucker don't know what it is.
No, I didn't. I said, I'm not running no S10 with Toe Tagger. That's exactly what I said.
How did we get into the weight competition then?
I said, with Wicked.
And I
said,
no. I said that. I didn't say,
okay,
I didn't say,
cool.
I don't want to run it because... Wicked got a big block in it or none of that. I didn't say none of that.
Oh, man, well, don't start that shit. You already dry snitched enough, so we ain't even going now.
Oh,
wee.
I be hearing that shit, too.
Chuck, all these shows is recorded. Who the motherfucker on there talking about some? Vic got a lot of bar.
Everybody knows you got a lot of bark, huh?
Yeah, everybody knows that. If they didn't know, they
know
not.
I thought
well,
they were stock suspension.
So
my
that.
Bad.
So they know not.
Thank you, preacher boy. Thank you for telling that, preacher boy. It's okay.
You just told it just now. But if I did, watch this. Check it out, Vic. You know me better than that, so what I'm going to do is, I'm going to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you cut out the bag, nah.
But if I see that S10 and but listen to me, preacher boy, if I see that S10 and I think I can handle it, then I'm going to tell you get up there with Toe Tag.
There you go. That's all.
I ain't scared to raise nobody.
Right. It's just something that I just put together and just want to bring out and have fun.
Okay. Now, if I feel that I got something for you, hey, I'm going. You already know that. I'm going.
Right. That's all. I'll have it out in 2 weeks. Sometime next month, sometime in July, I'm going to show up with goddamn it, Santa White. But right now, she's still in rehab.
She in rehab.
Like a motherfucker, crackhead heaven.
Oh, okay. Well, Wicked is what they call it when you coming home from doing that bid. Oh, I'm at the halfway house.
Right, you in the halfway house.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Hey, listen, I ain't mad at him. He ain't lying. That bitch in the halfway house.
Well, hey, she coming home, baby. She ready to come home.
Yeah, that bitch doing push-ups and jumping jacks. I know she is.
You ain't never lied.
You got to, you got to respect that crackhead. Hey, that motherfucker pulling a bit. That motherfucker had a bit.
It's going to be all right. I just want to race, see.
I know you do, baby boy. We're going to do something.
All.
You know that.
That's all.
You know damn well we're going to do something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. In the famous words of the other talk show host, if you ain't ready, get ready.
Get ready.
But
I got a question. I'm glad you said that.
But
I got a question. Do we ever hear Seth say that? He ain't never ready.
I'm just saying. I wasn't saying it to be. I'm just saying.
He was ready at 2 o'clock. Where was you?
He wasn't ready. Hey,
I'm just saying,
dog. Hey, Chuck. It's your fault.
Hey,
I wasn't there.
Chuck, leave her alone, Chuck.
Hey, listen,
I'm just saying, dog. I come to the track as a professional fan. And I want to place a bet, and the race don't happen. So, I mean, you know.
Hey, listen.
Shit,
I'm just
checking shit out.
I was drinking the most style with Chuck, man. That's my fault, man. My bad.
You was drinking with me, motherfucker.
You had your toy out to track on time.
I was there. Shit.
Matter of fact, I can't be fair for 2 o'clock, goddammit, so I can get paid my life and money back.
You say you know you won't make it at 2 o'clock, huh?
He ain't going to make it at 2 o'clock.
Hey, do what you're supposed to do with BP.
I'm coming to get you drunk tonight. What you doing?
I'm scraping the gasket off a motherfucking intake right now.
Uh-oh. For China
White. I got that laptop working like a motherfucker right now.
A laptop? I don't want no problem.
Yeah.
You got a laptop.
They
I don't got none of that.
They told me.
All I got is a screwdriver in the ear.
No,
all I got is a screwdriver in the ear.
Man,
I got this motherfucking kitty laptop.
Listen to me, man. I got the kitty laptop over here working like a motherfucker.
Ah, damn.
That's funny shit.
Vic
there,
ain't
man.
Seen it yet. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Vic just ain't seen it.
No, I ain't seen it.
Man, they got me goddamn with a motherfucking laptop, baby. A kitty laptop tuning like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
No, it ain't even a laptop.
They got his ass with one of them Nintendo switches plugged into a car.
A Nintendo switch?
Yeah, Nintendo switch.
Hey, Chuck, they going to change the word to instead of nigga under the hood, car no good.
Yeah.
Nigga on a laptop.
Come up with a new one. Nigga on a laptop.
A nigga on a laptop, car ain't no good. Hey, but you want to know what's funny? I'm the only nigga they ever seen with a laptop they got out
there. Yeah.
I think I made it down the track after I used it.
I don't know. I'm still changing chips, so. It's cheaper that way.
Hey, I know. Hold on. Hey, I can understand you saying that, Chuck. But did you hear Eddie say that again, Chuck? I am too. What kind of chips are you saying?
Said what?
Eddie say he changed the chips too. What kind? Potato chips?
Hey, Chuck, I've been told y'all a long time ago. Said I couldn't update to that shit. I gotta use that old shit too.
Nothing wrong with no
chips. I gotta go in there and change it.
You gotta know what chip to plug in what hole, Eddie. That's all.
You can use points, but you ain't gonna do no race in no way. You can go back to points.
Oh shit! Damn.
Hey, I take that until I race.
Hey, listen, y'all. One thing about Eddie, he's gonna buy one can of gas and it's gonna last him 2 years.
Oh man!
It'll be water.
Man, that motherfucker used a can of gas, starting it up. And pulling it on off the trailer.
Yeah. Them bitches
somebody
burn some
you,
gas,
Eddie.
Man.
Hey, Eddie.
Them people burn some
man.
Gas, boy.
Buy you a winch.
Yeah. Hold on a second, y'all. I hit me.
Just buy you a winch, man. Buy you a winch. Hey, Chuck, man. Let me tell you what a motherfucker did, man. I got a custom car I'm working on, man. A motherfucker put his carburetor on with, they put some glue on under the carburetor and put the carburetor down, bro.
Because they probably won't plan on never taking it back off.
No bullshit. All the screws were stripped. Listen, all the screws were stripped for the intake.
Who did some shit
glue.
Like that, Preacher Boy?
Glue. Hey, glue will work. As long as it's Gorilla Glue will work.
What you say? As long as it took that bitch out, it'll work, huh?
Yeah, that Gorilla Glue is some good shit.
Man, ask old girl that made the ponytail, huh?
Kid was over there helping to put that ponytail in.
No. She's too far away.
That goddamn kid, goddammit. That kid was on that goddamn dog show, goddammit. Talking. And boy, they Tony Bynes and all them motherfuckers going in at it. I said, ooh, shit. Oh, like goddamn.
Yeah, Jamie went to work on their ass, boy.
Jamie
went to work on their ass the other night. Shit, mad night.
He threatened that little girl. He threatened that girl. He said, I'm going to beat your ass, bitch.
That was Tony. Was that Jamie? I thought Tony Bryan did that. That's
no,
Tony
the girl. Jamie did it. Hey, no, the girl did that. She was on Tony Bryan's side. She said, keep my name. He told her, keep her name out of his mouth. I said,
it wasn't no girl. I was a woman. It wasn't no girl.
Okay, goddamn. You want to get sexy?
Somebody got an ass real or something they fucking weird.
That's me. I just told you I got glue on it.
Oh, okay.
On the bottom of the
car. Using the damn.
Oh, you working on
the using
the
damn
like
die
real.
Grinder.
Yeah.
Trying
I
to clean that shit off.
Trying to get the permit checks off.
Right.
Hey, where Vic at? Vic. Goddamn Vic at.
What you finna start running Vic now? You know they got wicked. They get right on your ass, Chuck.
Yeah.
Wicked. I gotta say it. Wicked. They get right on your ass, Chuck.
Yeah. Shit. Now I know I gotta start drinking. I know I can't come on this show sober.
Hey, you said you got to put emphasis in it. Did I put the emphasis in it?
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, he did. If Vic's alone here, he might be on another line or something.
No, I just wanted to ask him a question. Shit.
Yeah, you want to ask him when he want to do it? Wicked!
No.
Hey, anybody get fried tonight?
Whoever come on the phone asking a question is gonna get fried when it's damn near flooding outside.
I just gonna say, Chuck, maybe we need to fry a pork chop, not instead of some fish this time. Don't fry a pork chop asking a question like that.
Yeah.
Hey man, everybody ain't that bright, man. You got to forgive. Got to learn to forgive. Forgive.
That's right.
just like I hope the bird man forgive me. Girl, forgive me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
man,
sir.
I just dawdled him up with that skin. Okay, thank you. I thought I could use a friend as an example, but God damn it, I didn't know I was going to hurt your feelings.
You can't hurt my feelings. I'm probably older than you. You can't hurt, never hurt my feelings.
Okay, hey, girl.
You doing what?
Can I run you with the STA head up, motor to motor?
You and me would probably be dead. Both of us. You ain't got no STA.
Huh?
Both of you dead probably before that happened.
Wait a minute, what you just say?
You got a man that's on your bumper right now. You talking to me about that skin. I said, you and me, we both would be dead by the time that happened.
Well, why? You tell me it's going to take you that long to come out?
It's going to take you that long, too. You ain't out either. It's going to take us that long.
I'll be on the street. Hey, I'll be at the track in 2 weeks with that skin. Down on your ass I go. Now, if you telling me your bird ain't got no wings, no feathers, motherfucker. I'll leave you alone. Tell me you ain't got no feathers.
You just want to let yourself sound like you're reveling right now. You are down and ain't got nothing. Yeah, you sitting on the side.
You got it fucked up.
In this place. You ain't doing nothing.
Didn't you just see Lenny whoop me? I must be doing something. Okay, it rained after that.
We're going into July. So you saw one race, and we're going to July.
Hey, goddamn, you ain't right now, son. You got to learn to run your
retirement. You're on the sideline. If it weren't for that man car, you wouldn't even race. That's that man car.
You got it fucked up. Hold on. Let me up your motherfucker.
Don't come too hard on the back.
I'm the motherfucker that put this shit together.
On the back now.
Listen, bro. I'm the one that put this shit together for him to get it down there. So while you trying to suck dick with your birds with no feathers.
Hey, that man got his own machine. You act like he needs you. Oh, man, you ain't did nothing.
You got it fucked up,
huh? Oh, shit.
Damn, not to rent a race car.
Ain't neither one of your motherfucking birds in the camera.
That man got his own car, his ride. He got a load of top on the trailer, put all the money into the side, all that heat, and stuff like what you done did.
Hey, Gerald, is your team breaking up too?
Is it breaking up?
I see all these teams breaking up.
Oh,
damn, Preacher Boy, what I missed? Tell me. What I missed?
All these teams breaking up.
My team still got their own homes and everything. Ain't nobody breaking up. They don't. And ain't nobody breaking
feet.
Up. You just take care of your house. Oh, what you thought breaking up? What that mean?
Hey, Transilla must have went back to Tokyo. Hey, what y'all doing, Transilla? Send it back to Tokyo? You
did. The car's down. What you talking about?
I ain't heard y'all mention Transilla.
How can he be down and you down? We down like you.
Hey, listen.
Did you drop the phone?
I did come out and hurt. I hurt someone. I came out.
Okay, then. This man, he came out and hurt the cop. But it's the same thing. What's the difference? It happened.
Hey. It happens. You're right. You are absolutely right. It happens.
Hey, as the old man told me, take it easy. That's all you got to do. Just take it easy. Get me back. Take it easy. Don't panic. Whatever you do, don't panic. Get me back.
I did the same thing you did. I show up with China White, I want you to have the same energy like you want to race. Don't ask me what
you're at.
Tell me you
want to
play.
You must be in an acting class or something. You must got a script that you rehearsing. And like you trying to really talk somebody or something. You must be acting or something.
But you asked about something you ain't even going to play with.
You ain't going to play with. You can take these things and do one with it, with Junior Top.
Do what?
You said I had to break with y'all a little Mustang, right? Last time we were on the phone, you said I had to break the Mustang. Is that what you told me? For my time. Right?
Yeah, and you know I got that shadow pistol. That's what I told you.
Okay, I'm going
to
take the break Mustang when I get my time back. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's all we need to talk about.
Okay. See how easy that was? You got to be on motor now. Like you said, you got an all motor car. Listen, as long as you're on motor, you got the break.
Okay, that's all I need to hear, teacher boy. Okay, I'm going to take a break from y'all on motor. Any door you want to go out of.
See how easy that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me cut out of there. Okay.
You ain't going to know you left.
Well, like I said, that's a chance I got to take because I'm in the sport of racing. That's all that is. That's a chance I got to take. All that other stuff don't make a difference. He's going to win or I'm going to lose.
Right.
That's only two ways to win.
Right.
It ain't that new to me. You got like something I just started doing. This ain't that new to me. I'm going
to
either win or lose.
Listen to me. You're right. I already know you used to being a loser, so it's okay.
We didn't broke your back through the years. Is that yes or no? Have we broke your back?
Yeah.
Right, if you can hunt, you can hit. If you can hunt, you can hit.
Did everybody hear me say yeah?
Yeah.
I asked him what year it was.
Watch
it. Ask him what year it was.
Has it been done, Preacher Boy? Yes or no? Did you so tough?
We got brand new pussy now.
When you go to school, you got a history class. What did they just talk to? Something that happened the same day you got in the class, or it was something that happened years
ago?
Man,
they don't get history class no more. You didn't know? They used to talk.
When you were in school, I stayed in the restroom in the gym room. What we did to you, we raced you. You got like you just run us over. We ain't nothing. We done whoop you three times. We done whoop you a couple of times.
Y'all whoop me one time. You stupid as fuck.
Quiet.
Stop lying.
I'll let you finish talking. Let me know when you get through. You had a 76 Nova, right? Remember? You had a 76 Nova that came from the track and it was knocking. You said you sprayed the car. You want to run his own motor, but now I killed you. Then he killed you with your 83 or 85 Mustang, Monte Carlo, that Burgundy one or whatever heck it was that you had.
That's the only car y'all ever whooped me with. Y'all ain't never ran nothing else of mine, man.
And he beat you with the Monte Carlo.
You a damn liar. Y'all did not beat me with no motherfucking Nova. You a motherfucking liar.
So, Preacher Boy, you had owned a 76 Nova. Uh-oh. When you came from 41, sprayed the car. And it was not. Okay, let me refresh your memory about that Nova. That's the one that you ran in the bush and the phone deck in the bush and the top bomb almost blew up. That's the same Nova, wasn't it? That was a Nova. I'm going to try it again.
You never ran the motherfucking Nova, man.
Preacher.
Why you lying? You never ran the Nova.
You just say you don't have a Nova. Which one is it?
I don't. Steve owns a Nova. I don't own a Nova. And you never ran the Nova.
When the police station on 130, what kind of car did you have when the police, and you went up in the bush with the cop? What kind of car was that?
Y'all repeat what I just said to him, man.
What kind of car was it, Preacher Boy?
I'm going to repeat again. I never owned a Nova. Steve owned a Nova. We did not race
you,
motherfucker. I ran from the police car caught a fire.
Did you lose or not?
We didn't race. We ran from the police.
Okay, hey, Preacher Boy, when you ran from the police, okay, this happened to me. When you ran from the police, and Bernard ran too, y'all both ran, right? If the man passed you up and y'all was going down 130, only part of the reason is being paid. The man went right around that jump of yours, remember? Then you crashed. He went on the expressway and jumped on.
Wait a minute, stupid ass. He jumped on the expressway and I hid in the bushes. How was we racing? Police
you crashed in the bushes. The police came behind
y'all.
Remember?
I told that bitch that? In the bushes to hide. What are you talking about, Gerald? Don't be dumb all your life.
Preacher,
I was waiting for the police came behind us.
Preacher boy, did the man pass you up while y'all going down 130? Did the man pass you up?
No.
Yes or no?
No. No. And I know they didn't call that no race.
Oh,
I hope like hell. Listen,
nah,
hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hold on, y'all. Listen. Two cars on the line.
Which car
did
we beat
the yours? Stop. Stop. Why are you talking that dumb shit?
Which car we beat the yours? Which car
did
we beat
the
yours?
Y'all beat my Monte Carlo, man. Y'all beat my Monte Carlo.
Okay. That's it. That's it. Okay. All right.
That's it.
Really, that's it. Forget the number.
Now,
there.
Now since you said that, Gerald.
Yeah, yeah,
hey, Gerald. Since you said that,
right.
Y'all listening very carefully. Tell me what the fuck you can do to me now.
That's why I just told you I'm going to take the brakes from your little Mustang. And I just tell you that? We both not ready. Well, I'm not ready. Let me read.
Oh,
anyway,
that Mustang
I'm not
ready.
When I get ready, I'm going to take the brakes from your Mustang.
It's
okay,
ready.
I'm going to take the brakes from y'all. Listen, I'm going to take the brakes from you with the Mustang. That's what I'm going to take. There you go.
I want to put that S10 on your ass, too, though.
I'm not racing no S10. I'm going to race that Mustang. And I'll get the brakes. I don't care about nothing else. Yeah. You see how easy that was?
Beat your motherfucking ass. I just want to have an orgy.
Yeah.
I want to put all the cars in your ass. Hurry up and get Transilla together so I can put China White on it. I'm
going to
take China White.
You can race the man that just calls you out to race the car. I mean, I don't see what you're waiting on. I'm not ready.
With his dick, hey, listen. With his dick going in, yours can't fit in. You gotta understand it on that?
What he eat
can't make you shit. Listen, what he eat don't make you shit. Is that a better way of telling you?
Because
you worried about what he's doing. I'm trying to talk to you about
racing. Are you ready to race somebody?
I just said that. Whoever I pick, that's who I'm trying to race. I pick you, Gerald.
I'm not ready. So that knocks me out.
Oh, dear. Then what you do is you bag your ass up and shut the fuck up.
Why? Because you running your mouth. You ain't doing that. We both doing the same thing. Talking.
I just told you. You asked me what I'm trying to go. You just asked me what I'm trying to go.
Nothing.
And I said, yeah.
You ain't trying. Hey, okay. This will be July in a minute. You ain't trying to do nothing. Stop it.
Eddie.
I know you want this audience
Eddie.
And all the flow and all that. You got all that. That's all.
I don't want no flow.
No, man.
Eddie. Hey, Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to go, Eddie.
It's hard to believe a person be trying to go and then they don't race nobody. That don't go together. You trying to go, but you ain't really trying to go.
I'm trying to go, but I ain't trying to go.
Yeah. Hey, Peter Boy, that's been just June, and it's going to come up to another film in July. That's been a month ago.
Ooh-wee.
How much you trying to go?
Ooh-wee. What part you didn't hear? Didn't,
how much
you
really
you
trying to go?
The weather? They said that motherfucker worked for the ambulance or something. He
should. Oh, now, it's the weather now. What is it saying outside? What's it doing out there? What's the weather doing now? What is it doing? I'm calling
what
it's
it
the
do,
weather
baby.
Now, huh?
Yep.
Okay. 30 or 31 calendar days is the weather now. Okay. All right. I got you, Steve.
Hey, man. Did you order them spark plugs and it's still taking you that long to get them? That's all your car needed was a set of plugs. You still ain't got them yet.
I don't care what my car needs. You can sit in the garage. I like that. So what?
You better keep that shit in the garage and beat your ass.
I'm doing just like you. I'm keeping it in the garage just like you doing. Man, you and I ain't doing nothing. You just running our mouth, both of them. And you got good company. I'm keeping you company. We both cheerleaders right now.
Well, listen, man, if you're going to keep me motherfucking company, at least have a Hennessy.
Okay, I got you.
You should at least have a Hennessy.
Right.
Oh, man.
If he ain't got no motherfucking Hennessy, he can get the fuck off my line. We get drunk around this motherfucker. We need alcohol in our lives around this motherfucker.
Oh, man. Hey, y'all,
come
last
back,
week
man.
The show shut off at 10 o'clock.
Boy,
I hope we don't do it again.
Hey, Skin. Man, we need to find somebody before we can break. I need somebody to break. So this is getting fucked up.
I ain't been working
and
shit.
I tried to fuck Gerald up. Gerald don't want... I ain't been working either, man. I'm working today, man, because I got damn money, though. I'm working like a motherfucker. Yeah. I'm turning both right now.
Yes,
but I promise you, if a motherfucker get caught with some dice or and want to play, close shop and let's go.
Yes, sir.
Yes, girls sir. Ain't talking about shit.
Oh,
that
man.
Motherfucking Transzilla, and whatever the name, what's the name of that white raggedy motherfucker you drive? Burt Reynolds?
Hey. Hell no. Burt Reynolds.
Hey, you need to name that. Hey, he needs to name that motherfucker Smokey and the Bandit. That he be smoking like a motherfucker when he fired that bitch up.
Hell no.
Preacher boy, you ain't shit.
Hey, they call the other one Cold Red. That motherfucker should be Cold Blue. It ain't gonna make it. Call 911.
Hell no. Damn.
Hey. Trump, goddamn, before Trump left the damn White House, he sent Transzilla back to Tokyo.
Y'all know the show going down when everybody listens to the preacher boy try to philosophize. Y'all know the show is going down. Huh? I'm trying to hang on.
Whoa.
He said, he want all kind of things. He said, all kind of products. He said, all Chinese products got to go back to China. Get the fuck off. Ship his ass out of here. See, if you had a Mexican car, if you had a Mexican car, they'd have let you stay. Me don't go back to our border.
Mexican car.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, man. God damn it, Vic. Somebody kept calling your name. Vic Chuck was calling your name. He said he wants some wicked.
Yeah, Chuck gone, man.
He needs some motherfucking cheese and crackers, man. I ain't got no money, man. I got to eat cheese and crackers, man. Fuck.
Hey, man. All right, this
countdown
going,
y'all. Let's hope this motherfucker don't cut back off.
I'm glad you ain't eating no sleep sandwich.
Oh, man, that was good. Oh, baloney.
A sleep sandwich.
Well, ain't never heard of it.
Kid, yeah, make sure you had a sandwich while you sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, me and motherfucker. Cheese and crackers, man. I can't afford to go buy me nothing. All this money go to gambling. Where they at? Where they at, goddammit?
Hey, I saw your car on Facebook for sale, man.
Oh, shit.
You did?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
They said if you had three packs of oodles and noodles and a box of beans, goddammit, it's yours.
That'd be worth it,
then.
Damn. I wouldn't give up oodles and noodles.
That'd be more.
I didn't
want to
give up
more than
noodles.
Enough. Yeah, damn.
All your shit worth, Eddie. You ain't shit.
I'm telling you, man.
You ain't got yourself shit, Eddie.
Hey, man, listen. I want to tell Steve, if he wanted to make that joke a little funnier about the laptop shit, he should have had it plugged in my leg and then going to the cop.
Damn.
Oh, God, man. God damn.
You
don't
really get, and then all he had to do is you would get a kick out of this. That's the sign he should have put up there. You would get a kick out of this.
Oh, man. Not the hot spot.
Oh, boy. Hey, boy. Know y'all come up with some shit. Something wrong with you, boy.
Yeah, boy.
How the morning show been going? I ain't been able to get on no show.
Oh, it's going the same way it be going every motherfucking morning.
Bullshit. They've been politicking and everything.
I don't know what you talking about. That motherfucker do the same thing every day. Now, what you mean by politic, I don't really know.
They was talking about the politics out there last time I was on that motherfucker.
Nah, that's what you heard. Mm-mm. Ain't doing no politics now. Mm-mm. They ain't talked about Donald Trump in a long time.
No, they wasn't talking about Donald Trump. It started with the gas. They were talking about the gas prices. And somebody's driving the truck.
That was just intermission. That was intermission, what you
heard.
Oh,
that was intermission. Oh.
Yeah, you heard a little intermission, that's all.
Okay.
Tell them 88.9 then they have a little intermission to get to talk about politics for about 5 minutes. It's just intermission, that's all. Motherfucker didn't have nothing else to talk about. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You thought they would. No, same thing every day, preacher boy.
Same thing.
Okay. My line stays cool. Steady calling, tell me, can they get in? I say, I can't get you in.
I'm gonna call you one day to get in then.
Call me, you ain't gonna be able to get in. I just told you that. And I just tell that motherfucker that, Eddie.
Nigga, you gonna let me in. Hey,
you ain't no more important than the next motherfucker. Well, but ain't them up for when they talking. You want me to hang them up?
So I can listen. Hey, I want you to hang them up so I can listen. You know I ain't going
to
get
you. You ain't going to be able to listen if I hang them up. If I hang them up, ain't going to be nobody to listen to. Everybody be tied all in to different lines and shit. You don't know who. Then you hang one motherfucker up. He be like, damn, it was four motherfuckers on that line or five motherfuckers. They be like, man, I got hung up and this and that. It be all fucked up. Tell him, Eddie.
Yeah, man.
He ain't listening to me.
It's hard to get in there now, too, boy.
You have to call Kimo.
Hey, man, you can't do nothing but listen to you, Skin, because you talk too goddamn much. You can't do nothing but listen to you.
Yeah. Hey, well, I will say this, though. If this talking got me the life that I got, I keep on talking, motherfucker. I like it right now. I ain't gonna lie to you now.
I'm feeling pretty good.
What I'm talking about? I can go down right now if I want to.
You live inside of your mouth, you keep talking. That's why I do
it. Hell yeah. I got to keep on going. Fuck it.
Hey, listen. Hey, Skin, we got to be doing something right. We looking for a gamble. We ain't running from no gamble.
Is that what I'm talking about? You sure looking for one? Where you at, goddamn? I'm looking for the motherfucking ass. I'm trying to tear the ass up, too.
Sure looking
for one, though. I don't tell you no lie.
I'm finna call them dumbasses, see what they doing, man.
Hey, go tear the ass up.
Hey, Uncle always, I'm scared of him. He don't say that no more. I've been fucking the ass up the last few times I've been there. Fuck him up.
Oh, well. Yeah. That's good.
I keep his ass on house arrest.
His ass up.
You know that motherfucker word was, we the bank. We chase around here. We chase bank. This motherfucker be voting.
Yeah,
fuck around, got that 20K. They down the K now.
Oh, shit.
Ain't no more 20. They down the K.
Damn.
Come on, lost it, they'll be down the way. Hey, y'all heard Easy Money ain't been talking shit on the morning show no more?
Who?
Easy Money.
Easy Money.
What about
Easy Work. He ain't said nothing lately. White Castle, man. He called himself Easy Work.
I'm saying, what you said about him? What you said about him?
I said he ain't been saying nothing lately.
No, not really. Why was on?
Take my battleship.
Oh, Lord.
He read between
Come
the
lines. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey. That's, you wouldn't have to have an application, would you?
Oh, Lord. Come on.
Hey, you know anybody
Come on,
hiring? You know anybody hiring?
Come on. Come on, preacher. You trying to say the man lost his job? What are you talking about, preacher?
Hell no. He didn't lose his job. He need one.
I lost my job, goddamn it.
Hey. Anybody hiring right now? Easy work, piece of job.
Come on, man. I'm lying on easy work.
I ain't got nothing to do, man. I'm nothing with him. He might be in the bushes, too. Well,
oh, shit. If you say something, you better be prepared for my phone.
I know he in the bushes. Listen, he ain't in the bushes. I know he in the bushes. That's why he sleep at.
Damn. Good God almighty. Good God almighty.
I'm looking for that motherfucker to jump on the phone and say, you greasy motherfucker, fuck you. But he might be stranded somewhere. He ran out of gas. He can't make that call.
No, oh,
man.
He ain't running out of gas.
Let's see it.
I'm going to give him some gas. I know he ain't running out of gas.
Man, that punk might be on mass. Hey, he might be on mass and dressed like a drag queen right now. Trying to get him a few dollars.
No, he ain't do that.
Easy work.
He all right. Easy work, got a job, baby. He all right.
I can't
easy
get him to come out
right.
The bushes. He might be all right then. I can't get him to come out the bushes. I was meddling like a motherfucker. I'm drinking Easy Hennessy.
Come on, man.
Hendo.
Not the Hennessy.
I'm drinking Hendo because I'm out, though. Listen, man, I drink Hendo because I'm out, though.
See?
Oh, man. Hey, I know Big's still on the phone. I hear him breathing. I'll be coming out soon to a theater near you.
Does that mean somebody come in Monday?
Oh, shit. Who better I do?
Watch out, Miss Lee.
I'm not going to get the ass pulled out.
Hell yeah. She's trying to cut a mean with that shit.
She ain't mean. She'd be trying
she
to talk
mean.
To her. No.
Eddie going to get his ass pulled out.
Hey, Eddie?
No, I'll let Mark handle
nice
that. Mark put her in check.
Hey,
oh, okay.
Don't
check no woman.
Don't
play to no woman. Uh-oh. There she go.
Uh-oh.
He was trying to talk crazy to you, baby. Big Eddie said that. Whoop his ass.
Put who in check?
He said,
uh-oh.
You.
Big Mark, get on your job, Mark, get on your job.
Ain't nobody going to put me in check. Okay? I'm just going to let you know that right now.
Big Mark, get on your job, Big Mark.
Just letting you know, ain't nobody
hey,
gonna put
Eddie,
me in check, okay?
Big Eddie, take his place.
Right
Big Eddie, take his place.
put a tattoo on your
arm. Marvin got scared. Ooh, wee. God almighty. Put a tattoo on somebody's ass. Somebody gonna get scared.
Get them straight, Ollie. Get them straight, Ollie.
Yeah, man gonna get fucked up around here. They better shut the fuck up. I don't know who's supposed to be talking to. Who not? Oh, Big Eddie. Big Eddie better shut the fuck up. Big Eddie gonna get fucked up.
Man, Big Eddie got that. Big Eddie know when to shut up, when to fold him.
He ain't gotta know where he come from. Big Eddie get his ass pulled up.
She gonna kick Big Eddie in his ass, yeah.
I don't know why Big Mars ran away on me now. He was tough at the track. He handled things
but he
at the
sick.
Track. But I guess.
Don't you hear that lady? She came on with a pair of the pins on, goddamn, to beat your ass. He ain't trying to hear that bullshit.
Oh, goddamn.
Fuck Big Mars up.
She walked right on that corner and let her nuts swing.
Yeah.
Big Mom know when to hold him and know when to fold him.
Gotta hang his ass up.
Yep.
Might as well, because he just scared as you was, motherfucker. You wasn't taking that ass with
him. Got me over here.
Talking all that tough stuff. Talking all that tough stuff on the phone.
Got me over here eating cheese and crackers and shit.
Oh, man.
I know what I'm finna do. I'm finna go to the store. I know what the fuck I'm finna do. I don't think you need motherfucking cheese and crackers. This shit ain't working.
That shit ain't fulfilling, is it?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, I don't like that. Mm-mm. I do not like that. No.
I'm back. What Big Eddie do now?
Uh-oh. He just got fucked out.
Hey,
cake.
Man.
That lady cussed
him out. His wife got to get on his ass.
Hey, man, your girl, you got to handle that, Mark. Handle that, man.
Yeah, I'm handling the goddamn steak I just
handle
put in the oven in the broiler, goddamn.
Handle
so
what?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You heard what you said, Big Mom?
Listen to her. This is out of Mom.
She's talking to Eddie.
Come on, man.
Talking to Eddie.
Yeah, but she talking to Eddie, and Eddie saying Big Mom going to handle it. She said, handle what? She wish Big Mom would say something. Chat Big Mom's ass up.
The only thing I'm going to tear up is this goddamn steak within about 15 minutes.
Oh, shit.
You need to leave that motherfucker alone now.
I don't clip that motherfucker. I got a New York cutter, New York skirt, whatever that is.
New York strip, baby.
Yeah, New York strip. That's what I got. I'm going to flip that shit over in about 8 minutes. That motherfucker be ready to let that other side cook. You don't need to cook no longer than that. Yeah, he's sitting there talking about them crackers. The shit made me hungry. I'm like, man, shit, this is something I just know from the situation.
Damn.
Oh, my God, man. It ain't shit to do, man. You motherfucking ain't got no bread. They made no money.
Oh, you called him up. They said they ain't got no money.
Man, he talking about he can't get a hold of dude and them. He got dude shit again, man. Dude pawn that motherfucker again, man.
Oh, damn. Damn.
He talking about he owed another 800. I just told him, bitch, why you ain't called me then? He talking about, man, I ain't need you interfering. He said he beat the nigga out the little nickel, and he pawned that shit to him. And he said then he had to goddamn it give him the 500. He won all the money again. And goddamn it, now you gotta give him 800.
Damn. Yeah.
I told dude in the dope.
That sound about right. Red light.
I told him in the dope, man. You ain't no motherfucking gangster. You steady pawn this shit. You steady pawn this shit. This gangster don't pawn shit like that.
Yeah.
You got a red light. You got to stop. You really got to stop. Yeah. You can't keep going. Yeah. Now we can stop moving, okay? Only thing I miss now. Yes, ma'am. Only thing that fuckhead thing up. I'm scared of getting them 6,000 or 7,000 for that interior shit he doing. And we can't get it if them niggas ain't playing.
Also, they playing with other people.
No, they got a new dude. They got two new dudes that come around playing. I catch them, but they were doing the same thing, getting them 20K. And the other one was the hookup man that was getting everybody 20. You know, he was doing all the 20 for everybody. So they was paying him.
Right.
I clucked him goddamn it 3 days in a row one day. And they said they ain't seen him. And when they told me they ain't seen him after that, I told him, look, man, go buy some milk. I'm on the back of a milk card. That's some bitch on the back of a milk card. Y'all know it's fatal.
Yeah.
Shit bogus on me, and I was gonna come out there and get you. But I didn't.
Hey, baby, you shut the fuck up.
Shut up,
bitch. Puss ass holding the whole conversation, bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
You hear me and Preacher Boy talking, bitch? You on the show with a whole nother conversation, bitch.
Hey, the little baby called you. I got the people in the car. I got the people in the
car. He ain't talking about nothing. He's trying to babysit.
Yeah, he babysit. Hey, you babysitting. Hey, Preacher Boy said you babysitting. Shut up, bitch.
Preacher Boy ain't said shit. Stop lying.
You're a lying motherfucker. You on the phone
baby,
right now.
Don't put me in your bullshit, baby, though. You know I ain't in your bullshit, baby.
You babysitting, bitch.
Hey, Preacher Boy, I know you ain't say that. That's me.
See you. A lying motherfucker. He said you ain't doing shit but babysitting, bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah. You heard him, bitch. You heard him,
yeah.
Bitch. Yay. Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, baby. You heard from Dancer? You heard from JoJo Dancer lately?
Uh-uh.
There's more. I saw him this morning. I just cut his hat this morning.
Okay.
Oh, he still let you cut it out? Something wrong with it. He must be broke. I got to call him.
Well, guess what?
What, bitch?
What that?
Call him again. Call him again.
I said what, bitch?
No, baby. Hey, baby, listen. He said he had his car ready. He said he told everybody his car was going to be ready. And then they run his fast Eddie in them cars. What's going on,
man, that
baby?
There's a car been ready. What the fuck is you talking about?
And what's wrong
with
him?
Can't tell why he ain't racing nobody.
Why he ain't racing? Right. Why he ain't talking to nobody?
Man, you a lying motherfucker. Somebody
hey,
ain't nobody racing. Yeah,
if he come out the bushes, they going to go dead on that ass. He got a generic, baby. He got a generic. Hold on. Let's go, baby. Get him out the bushes, baby. Hey, Skin, tell him they'll get right on Dan's ass. Who was a Dan?
She'll get right on that ass.
Hell yeah. What the fuck is a JoJo Dan?
Nobody.
I thought nobody. He got five from goddamn Didi.
And then he didn't get no leftovers.
Damn.
You can consider him a period boy. They say he's an orphan. They say he's an orphan now. He's on his own. You know, hey, he kind of fucked up. Hey, he got to be kind of fucked up. He was going downtown to get his ass back. Now he's back in the basement.
I need to send a shout out to my buddy Kevin Eggleston, man. He had a slight heart attack yesterday, but he's doing better. My prayers to him and his family.
That's a good thing, man. Good thing. He's doing better. That's a good thing.
I am Kevin Eggleston. I had that. The fuck?
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
Damn.
Hey man, listen. Oh, I'm glad he said that. All right, man, I got the call.
Yeah, in Minnesota.
Tim House. Man, I got to call Tim House, man. Tim House let everything in the world bother him. The motherfucker told the motherfucker they couldn't have $100. Tim House got on the phone, goddamn, last night and snitched on a nigga. Who's
sleeping? I hear it.
Who the fuck is that snoring, man?
Yeah,
somebody fucking trees.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's about that time.
Yeah, old Tim. Old Tim, I'm crying like a motherfucker. I started to send $100.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that picture, boy. Got it all messed up. It's going to be all right.
I didn't really understand it, but I know he was talking about chemo now. But if he already know,
yeah, but that wasn't the case.
If he already know that's a piece of shit, why you steady dwelling on it? You can't change that.
Oh man,
he likes to dwell.
He likes to dwell.
He keeps jumping in the head with the same shit. He keeps jumping in the head with the same bullshit.
Hey, put it before.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Hey, who looks for that?
Everybody,
anybody want a race car? Come on, who looking for that? I'm asking a question. You ain't got to be obnoxious and shit. I'm just asking a question, everybody.
He said,
who looking for that?
I told him
everybody. Do I have to whisper? Everybody.
Ain't
anybody
want a
race car?
Look at this whole ass nigga.
Shut
your whole ass up.
Oh, man.
He done got him on the phone talking about ain't nobody looking for him. Like, shut your whole ass up. That bitch drunk, man. That bitch drunk.
Oh, man.
Shut your... Shut your fuck ass up.
Well, listen.
Not the alcoholic.
Okay, since y'all say no, I got an S10. I'm looking for him.
I
got an S10.
I asked Preacher Boy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm looking for him. I'm looking for him. I got an S10. I'm looking for him.
You know ain't no nigga looking for me.
Dancer. I got an S10.
My phone number's on.
Dancer.
Listen. Hey, baby, when I'm ready, I bet you they ain't looking for me.
Yeah, sir. He said you've been ready.
Hey, baby.
Only day you looking for a dancer.
Hundred on the car.
No, I'll be a few more weeks. I'll be a little more.
Hey, dance. That's fine, dance. But do me a favor, dance. If you're not wearing that condom, dance. If you're not wearing that condom, put it back in the box.
Yeah.
If you're not wearing that condom, put it back in the box.
Only thing I can say is, I bet they ain't looking for me when I'm ready.
Well, let us know when you're ready, dancer. Your condom,
they say they looking for me.
Your condom doing all that talk.
That's a lot.
So if you're not using it,
it's really a lot of talking going on.
because there was a lot of races locked in for certain races that never happened. Then it was, if the weather's been great, it ain't no races happened. So, you know, it's really just conversation. And I could be a conversation piece, but that just ain't my game. That ain't my game. But I promise you, tune that thing out the oven and press your
baby. Hey, Dan, this is how your name came up. He said, damn, if Dan's the car ready, he said, Dan, the car been ready. You said your car ain't ready.
Hey, you know I'm a few weeks out. Slow down, baby. Slow down.
Thank you.
The debut is about to happen. The debut is about to, they don't think they're in the Matrix. All right.
Well, listen, I give a fuck about your Matrix. I got the ass pin, I'll get right on your ass with. I might give him mouth to mouth. Baby.
Yeah, you know, ain't nobody going to talk if their car ain't ready. Why would he talk if his car ain't ready, preacher?
No, I just don't want make sense. Baby to give him. Baby was sucking the dick, so I wanted to give him mouth to mouth. I wanted
to
get
him
over. Oh, man.
Might as well talk to baby.
Not the alcoholic.
Yeah, might as well talk to baby. Hey, goddamn. Bounce to say what he had to say, goddamn. He gone.
I know. I heard him, man. We'll be back about ready the same amount of time, 2 weeks from now. He said 2 weeks, we'll be ready 2 weeks. Hey, this shit here ain't nothing but good conversation and bad habits. Hey, y'all, I'll talk to y'all later,
make
man.
Mouth,
y'all
have a
good
night. A lot of my brothers make their mouth say a whole lot of shit.
Hey, hey, you need to make sure it's out, baby. Baby, you need to shut the fuck up. You need to hear your mouth. Your boss just said he's not ready. So you need to shut the fuck up.
They don't like to be on the phone to be talking that shit with y'all. I like to do that. I like to fuck with y'all. That's what I like to do. So don't get mad
throw
at
baby.
Me.
Throw baby.
Like
hey, throw baby.
Y'all.
We can't get mad at you, throw baby. You doing your job.
No,
so
you can't get mad at me because I like to do
you
stuff.
You can never get
so,
mad at
man,
you.
Man, ain't nobody mad at your whole ass. Shut up, bitch.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Now,
ain't nobody mad
your name
at you,
is,
bitch.
Hey, baby, your new name is Throw Baby.
No, my name is Lock In Baby. You call me Lock In Baby.
Damn.
You call me Lock In Baby.
I bet you heard that. He said, his name locked in, baby.
Hey, listen.
Oh,
this is what he got to do for me. He got locked in.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah.
Hey, preacher boy. Man, you know me and you ain't going to go back. Hey, preacher boy, I'm not going to go back and forth with you with no none of that.
Right.
I'm not going to do that with you.
Right, we ain't going to
do
that.
We're
not going to do that.
Let's get a happy medium. Let's get a happy medium. Like Big Sham say, let's get a happy medium. And get your ass locked in and get fucked up and you fuck a motherfucker up. It's just simple as
right.
that and get paid, bro. That's it.
That's all. Baby. Baby, listen to me.
What?
I heard what you said. Listen, I got this S10. I want to get out.
We don't have no. Camaro can't run you with your motherfucking S10. I ain't never seen the fucking S10.
He didn't say no Camaro, you dumb bitch.
He said an S10.
Right, but he didn't say the Camaro.
No.
He don't give a fuck what you gonna get.
Right. Okay, cool.
You just called Dancer, so we would assume that you're talking about Dancer or anybody else.
Okay.
So what is he talking about a damn a Camaro for? Ain't nobody talking about a Camaro. Say it. They saving the Camaro for me, motherfucker. I'm going to whoop that Camaro.
Same tire.
I'm going to take Kamala Harris and beat the fuck out you. Yo, you ain't got to worry about all that. You ain't got to worry. Preacher boy ain't trying to take no ass kids to run that old weak-ass Camaro. He going to say that bitch for Kamala. He going to sit back in his truck and bet him 100 or 2.
All right.
and Frunk was already rich.
Preacher boy.
Yeah.
Preacher boy.
I'm here. What you say? What's up?
What you gonna sit back and do when they come with their weak ass tomorrow and I take that pretty Kamala ass and try to
I'll give you my money, baby.
I just told you,
my money
you
go
dumb,
with the president.
Stupid bitch.
My money go with the vice president.
Guess what? Hey, guess what?
Nigga, you ain't shit. Get your whole ass out of here, nigga.
That's
no motherfucking vice president of no Cap 18, bitch.
Hey, hold on. Let me have fun, Tim. Hey, you know what they do to false flaggers?
Go ahead.
Hey, baby. You know what they do to false flaggers? When they catch you false flaggers. You know what they do when they catch you false flaggers, right?
Get on his ass.
Hey, preacher boy. Stay the fuck out of our business. You motherfucker.
Get on his ass, preacher boy. Fuck it.
Hey, I'm part of Cap 18. Listen. Hey, baby. I'm part of Cap 18.
No, you ain't.
You better ask them. Hey, don't you hear the boss? Hey, don't you hear the king? Don't you hear the king of Cap 18? And didn't you hear me say I'm part of Cap 18? Did he say anything? Did he deny me? Did he deny me or say anything?
No. I'm the
but when you said, when you,
you
said
ain't
that,
shit, baby, you not shit. You not shit, boy.
Okay.
You see the difference? You see the difference, baby?
Hold on. No. Can I want to say? And then y'all can talk how the fuck y'all want to talk, and I'm gonna sit back and listen with my stupid ass. Now, the thing is about it is this the thing. Now, when preacher boy get his ass pulled out, because we were trying to pull preacher boy ass out with his cousin car, but preacher boy said, "No, that don't happen like that. I don't fuck with my cousin. I don't do this and I don't do that." So I respected what the man said. Okay.
Yep.
I said, "Okay, cool." I said,
yep.
"Okay, cool." So when Skin went to talking shit, now all of a sudden he on your side, which is bad. I don't give no fuck. That gamble between Skin and that comparison is between Skin and Keon. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me. It don't have anything to do with me. Period.
Okay.
Hold on,
Preach. I'm trying to figure out what is he saying.
I'm just listening. I don't either. I'm just listening. That's all I'm telling you. I'm listening.
So what I'm saying to you is this:
I
am gonna bet with my homie. I gotta bet with my homie. So
that mean we got a bigger bet. That mean we got a bigger bet.
Well, that's my man. There you go. Are you gambling? There you go. You gambling?
Right. Okay. Now, what else you got to say? We listening. We want to get an understanding.
I still don't know what he said.
He said he betting with his man, and we're getting extra money. Listen, as long as he bet with his man, we got extra, $120. We got an extra $120 to win.
No, 40. He ain't bet number 40.
Number 40.
Yeah, that's all he betting, $40.
Okay. Okay. Just trying to get an understanding.
Yeah, that's all the thing I'm trying to do because we're gambling, right? Because a lot of people
right.
don't know how to play 4-5-6. A lot of people don't know how to play 4-5-6.
Now this man talking about 4-5. I told you something wrong, didn't man?
No.
I'm talking about 4-5-6. We talking about racing, man. We're not talking about no. No, 4-5-6 right now. Me and Preacher Boy talk about dice. You don't talk about dice because you don't even know how to play. You don't even play. Shut up.
Okay. I'm talking about gambling. I'm talking about gambling. You bald head. You bald head, bitch.
I'm gambling at
your bald head ass.
I wish you would. Come on. I'm coming outside right
now.
Throw
your shot up. What you here for? Throw your shot up.
I'm gonna shoot six.
Hey, listen, that's how you know I'm part of Cap 18. Did you hear me say, throw your shot up?
kid, where you want to meet him at?
Where are we going to meet him at? Come on.
Are y'all going to jump on me like y'all tried to do?
We can't make teams. You say you the president.
Jump all over you. Jump all over you.
The fuck is you talking about? Then when they got all the money, I said when they were shooting dice at Big Sam's shop, your ass went in there and started gambling with Steve, and goddamn it, went in there, goddamn it, and fucked Steve and gambled up, and Steve had all the motherfucking money, and you went in there, goddamn it, talking about no, you can bet this. You can bet that. So dumbass out of here. You talking crazy to a motherfucker.
How was I dumb? He won and I won. That's what made me part of Camp 18. We won together. Okay. What did you contribute? How much money you did contribute? Watch this. Hey, Skin, when I finish fucking them people up, what you ask me for?
Some of that money.
And what did I do?
I gave it to me. We kept on going. All
right, then. What did baby do? Have you contributed to Camp 18?
Nothing. I don't even know how he even know anything about what happened right now. Where was he at?
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
even see him. Was baby in there? Baby, you was in there. I didn't even see baby. Baby, you the fly on the wall. What, you the fly on the wall? I ain't even see you. Where the fuck was you at? Where the fuck was you at, baby? You must have been ill or something. What the fuck was you doing? What the fuck you know what went on?
And then Preacher Boy sitting there. Preacher Boy sitting up there talking to the man like they friends and shit. And they sitting up there
together.
Stupid ass out of here.
What are you supposed to do?
You
supposed to be his friend and fuck him up. What's wrong with that?
You was trying to win the money, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I sure was. Yeah, you sure. You tell him the truth one time. You tell him the truth one time
now.
Hey, baby, who won? Hey, baby, who won? Who won, baby?
You won. No, you won.
All right, then. So what made me a stupid ass, you dumb bitch? What made me a stupid ass, you dumb bitch, if I won?
No. Listen, what I'm saying,
please.
What I'm saying is...
You just said I was a stupid
up.
Ass.
No.
He wasn't no stupid ass. I was the stupid ass.
I know I wasn't.
He fucked me out of my money. He fucked me out of my money.
Hell no. That shit was funny as hell.
Oh, that was funny to you, baby? I'm fucking you up when I see you now. That was funny to you, right?
I tell him again.
Blowing your ass out of my seat now.
You got up again. You got mad and got up again.
I had to get out. It wasn't going the way I had it going. I had to get on out of there. I sat back, let Preacher Boy do his thing. He took control and did it his way. I didn't like his way, so I got the fuck out of the way.
Right.
Now, I ain't going to lie to you until y'all wanted to get out of the way. But I had no choice.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. That's why you sat there for that
period
of time. I'm kidding. Me and Sam talking about the chairs and shit.
Please stop
in driver's
seat
belt. Is this car talking to me? You hear that
motherfucker
talking to me, baby? You ain't got one of them car three.
I ain't got no new one. I ain't got no new one.
Only thing baby Kyle said, we running out of gas. Pull over.
hey, first of all, it's one thing
yes.
I told the motherfucker last night. If I called your sagging ass, bitch, you gonna come and get me. I know that for sure. You gonna bring gas and every motherfucker thing.
I'm gonna do what, baby? Tell him again. What I'm gonna do?
You gonna come and give me water? Fuck, I met. That's for goddamn sure.
And what you gonna do when I get there, baby? Hey, baby, what you gonna do when I get there?
I
goddamn it, pay you and keep it moving. I ain't gonna.
I did. That's the end of the subject. Tell them again when they ask you to pay them that dumb shit.
Yeah, that's real spiel. That's real spiel. That preacher boy. I ain't gonna lie.
That's right.
I tell you.
I don't give a fuck what goes on in our life. I'm coming.
Yeah, you gonna come. Yeah, you definitely gonna come. If I ain't got no motherfucking nigga that's gonna come and gonna get out the bed, that bitch gonna put that leg on. And that bitch gonna get me. And that's real spiel, homie. That's my right hand to God.
Ain't no secret either.
That's real talk.
I'm gonna put that kick in, baby, when you call me.
I ain't gonna even answer your call, bitch. I ain't gonna even answer your call, bitch.
You'll call me. You ain't gotta call me.
Bitch, when you call me, I'm gonna roll over and call Preacher Boy and say that bitch baby calls. Call him up.
Hey, what you gonna tell me to do, Ken?
Get his money.
Go get his money. Go get it. Don't leave the bitch on the side of the road. Go get it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say go get that bitch.
He's gonna tell you, go get it.
Preacher boy got all the toe straps and all that. I ain't got no shit like that. I got a jump box though, bitch. You need a jump.
Early.
Oh,
I ain't got shit to do.
You
finna get out of here? You going suburb or you coming this way?
I don't see what's the hurry because they can't fire it up.
Get him out. You know what type of love life baby got now.
we know what type of love life baby got now.
Baby ain't got no motherfucking money.
Tell him again,
Steve. How you gonna get a motherfucker out of it? How you gonna get a motherfucker out, bitch?
That's what I'm talking
you
about.
You ain't got no money, bitch.
My
man. Yeah, bitch.
But you got a couple hundred to put on it, though. We're gonna add it up. But bitch,
man.
You can't get it now.
Hey.
By yourself.
I'm gonna tell y'all some funny shit. My daughter went to jail Monday. Hey, listen. My daughter went to jail Monday. She called me, and she was like, Daddy, I'm in DuPage County Jail. I said, what the fuck you doing in jail? She said, I had warrants. I said, what? She said, I had 3 warrants. I said, God damn, girl, what's your bond? She said, $4,000. I said, baby, do you want me to send you a box of Snickers? I'm braid your hair, baby. Just braid your hair. You go be there a while.
And why you tell your daughter that?
No, shit. We went and got her ass the same motherfucking day I talked shit to her. But
I
God damn.
Say, that must not be your real daughter. You said some shit like that.
Hey, God, we went and got her that night. Hey, but you know what, though? The only thing I liked about DuPage County, we had to pay on the computer. You had to put the money in the bank and pay on the computer. And got her ass run on out of there.
They don't do the in-person shit no more. You gotta type it on their computer inside the joint. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's gonna be
that's in DuPage County now. Now I can't tell you what it is nowhere else. But if you ain't got a bank account, you fuck. They ain't getting out.
I ain't got no motherfucking bank account. Fuck. They won't get out.
DuPage County, one of the roughest motherfuckers in the state of Illinois. That motherfucker got a 99.9. Fucking conviction rating. They don't know the motherfucker. Once he was at a Naperville.
Yep.
Good God Almighty. Oh,
that's where she live at. She live in Naperville. She had 3 warrants, and they knocked her shit back. She had 2 in
Darien. Let me ask you a question, though. That to me, this ain't nothing against your daughter, but. She must be irresponsible. How in the fuck you got 3 warrants?
Irresponsible like a motherfucker. Hey, man. Irresponsible like a motherfucker. Let me tell you the dumb shit she told me, man. Let me tell you what made me want to knock the fuck out of her. She said she went to court and they was taking too long and she left. She said her court was at 9 o'clock. And she said she's sitting at a 9:45 and they didn't call her name. So she left. I said, motherfucker, you deserve to be in jail. You need to beat your ass. Now,
hey,
I asked her about the other 2 court cases. She said she wasn't going.
Hey,
they gave her a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, well, guess what? She'll be trying to know we had to get the fuck out next time.
Hey,
Preacher Boy. Yeah.
You the dumb motherfucker, because you went and got him.
He a dumb motherfucker, and that's his daughter. Let me tell you what my mama taught me.
You got 1 ticket to the show. You can use it now or you can use it later. She used her get out of jail free card now.
So
now the next one is on her, baby. It's simple.
I feel you.
Everybody got 1 get out of free card. You can use it for $100, you can use it for $5,000. But the first time you use it, it's over with.
I see it, bro.
So it's easy. I learned the hard way. I used mine for $100. The next time I went, it was $5,000. I had to sit.
Yeah, I just, yeah, bro.
exchange.
You know, like I said, you learn and you live. But if you follow orders, if you follow the procedure in the right order, baby, you ain't never got to go through that shit. And see, my daughters is way worse than my sons. My sons, I don't worry about them. My daughter always fuck up. She know what she tell me. Now, I'm her daddy, and this is what she tell me. Hey, daddy, I'm down with the shit. I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about?
Any bullshit
that happens, she down with it. I knew what she was talking about, but I was shocked that she told me.
I know you knew what she was talking about. You just saying what she said.
Yeah, I'm in the street. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She down with the shit. Whatever goes on, she down with it. 20K, 10K, 6K, goddammit, in unemployment.
She down with the shit, baby.
She
all the bullshit.
All bullshit.
She's talking real
dreams
out the mouth, I tell you that.
And she works. Hey, baby. And she got a good job. She told me to burn out, but she won't miss work.
She just down with the shit. That's all.
Right. See, baby, when I tell you, you have to know your personnel. I preach that to everybody. You know your personnel, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Ain't nobody going to tell me. When mother called me and said, man, you know your daughter did such and such? I know her MO. I can say up front, yeah, that motherfucker did that stupid shit. Or no, that ain't her. That ain't what she did. No.
Yes, sir.
See, hanging with Ken, me and Ken hung together for a while. We know each other MO. If he a street nigga, he know the MO. I know his MO. You ain't gonna tell me he did such and such. I saw what it takes to make Ken go off, and he put up with a bunch of bullshit before he did it. Like I told him, I can't get mad at him. I said, man, I can't get mad at him. Like I told dude, when they said all that old crazy ass shit, hey, bro, let me stop you right now, because if you're going to do what you're going to do, you done did it. You ain't no damn fool. You ain't no side of the fence. First of all, I could tell you ain't no side of the fence I was on. So that's why you kept saying get your man.
But I'm glad it didn't go down, but I wanted to kind of. I didn't even want you to have nothing to do with it. I was going
to show
you
want to slap.
That boy's a faggot.
Yep.
That boy's a faggot.
But I told you that, though, but be honest.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I used to tell you to quit arguing with him. He was just talking some shit. He just was, I mean, you know, he just called me at the wrong time because we played all the time.
Front.
Well, I didn't really play.
Right.
Like, I didn't really play, but he played all the time saying little shit. So I guess he feel, since I was just cool all the time and like, you
he
know,
can say
he
anything
just gonna,
to you.
He going
to
try to put it with me.
To you.
I said, oh, okay.
And he
put right in his face.
But he pushed your button. When he said the words to you that you didn't like, it sent a duck out.
Yeah.
And you had to, this thing. Like I said, I was there. I watched everything. But the only thing I said you did wrong in my eyes when you walked up on him. But when you walked up on him, I know that was the point of no return. So it wasn't nothing I could say.
Yeah,
all I could do is wait for the result.
Yeah.
So then he kept telling
me,
get your man.
I was showing you he ain't going to do shit. He a hoe.
But I told you that.
But you know what? But you didn't even have to tell me that. I peeped that when I first ever came. I peeped who was cool and who trying to be something that they're not.
Listen to me. When he told you, when he said, as you call me another bitch, he said, you call me another bitch, I'm going to slap in your mouth. I said, bitch, sit down. Shut the fuck up. You saw him. All right. I told
so
you
what
right
he was. I know he's a hoe, but you didn't have to tell me. I'll preach, boy. All you do is have to sit back and let me observe. You can. I ain't nothing wrong with you telling me. I appreciate whatever you're telling me, but I don't listen to what everybody say. I'm gonna try what I want to try when I want to try. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
like I can go
I
tell you. I, you can. You don't supposed to let me tell you. Hey, preach, boy. Go slap that nigga. He a hoe.
No, if you feel like you want to slap him, you slap him. Don't let me send you off. So I'm telling you, I'm saying that to say this.
Yeah, but the thing was,
you can't tell me nothing about
him.
All you can do is, no, I get that. I get all
that.
Boy, you missing what I'm saying.
The whole thing with this,
that's why I was chilling out.
Listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you, Skin. The only thing about the whole situation was I was responsible for you because I invited you. You know, that's the only thing
that
made it bad for me.
That's why I ain't going to act up. That's why I wasn't really acting up. I wasn't really acting up.
Right, but
all I was doing was you study saying this and that. Okay, well, I'm going to show you then. But I ain't going to touch you. And hopefully you don't touch me. But I know you wasn't going to touch me. I just felt that. 9 out of 10, I know you ain't finna do shit. You ain't doing nothing but be running off at the mouth, talking about this your house, you'll put Preacher Boy out. That's all they say. Every time we go there, I'll put you, get your motherfucker ass out. That's all he do, man. And then you stall a minute, then you go back and call them bitches and hoes and all that same shit again. He ain't nothing, man. He ain't doing nothing but fun.
Right, but I told you that just in case he says something slick.
And they going, and the other boy, cool. What's his name? What's the other one name?
Reno.
Right, Reno, cool.
The nephew.
He bogus, but he bogus putting his son in it. Like he'll have his son do something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's bogus.
But you heard what I told you.
Now you're going to say something about
your
son.
You heard me
tell him. But it ain't about that. It was really about to get the money. Right, but it wasn't about saying that to him. It's about, nigga, you bogus for even including them in that. But we going to stand down. We just trying to get the money. When I saw that I can't really get no money out that motherfucker, that's why I went up on him. I didn't give a fuck if he put me out because I couldn't get no money in there. They wants to do a certain shit. I'm trying to be like me and you. He really just can't be on our side. But he hate you fucking nephew up. He hate us fucking nephew up.
Right, he hate
so
me.
He said, that's what I'm trying to tell you. And then he got mad that I faded him a few times and he missed. You know what I'm saying? He really don't want me to fade him.
Because he think he's slick. Because he think he's slick.
Right. He think he clever. He trying to act like he really wants to. He wants to be against us, but he can't call a too much of a wrong call. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
He wants to get on his ass. Whatever he say, go and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But that's why I did what I did.
But you know,
I'm like, what you saying?
But the whole
I'd rather be in a nigga face. Listen to what I'm thinking, though, Preacher Boy. Just hear me out what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like this. If it don't go down, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die. I'm going to get in his motherfucking face. I'm not going to be no distance from him and let a motherfucker grab something or grab a gun. Fuck that. I'm going to be in his motherfucking face. That's why I got in his face. Like, what you saying? So if he reach for anything, I'm knocking his ass out or get knocked the fuck out.
You didn't have to do that, though. You already know I had your back.
But you see, I walked out.
Listen.
It don't matter. Preacher Boy, you're not listening, man. I don't think you're listening. I appreciate that, but
you can't
listen,
count on
you're
me.
Not hearing me
you
out,
can't
though.
Count on me.
But you still
your own man.
You still not hearing me out. You're not hearing me out. Right. You're not hearing me out. I ain't never came in this world thinking, well, I ain't worried about nothing because this person got my back. No. I'm going to do it my way. So that's why I wasn't going to do nothing to him in his house. I'm waiting on him to hit me. I'm defending myself. But I don't want to do nothing anyway. I'm just going to get up close on him because I know a motherfucker hit you harder when you a distance away from him. I don't want to be that far away from him. So I went in his motherfucking face. Fuck him. He just a little bigger than me. So what? So that's why I went in his face. And I showed him, you ain't going to do nothing. Now, I'm finna get the fuck out of our house. And I never come back. That's it.
Right.
That's all I was doing.
But the same
word,
like you said,
because you told him some good shit. And I wish you wouldn't have told him that. I wish you wouldn't have told him that. Because I thought about all that. I thought about that the first time I ever came, Preacher Boy. I'm at their house. They don't know where the fuck I be at. I know where the fuck they be at.
But I'm mad because you told them that.
You tell them, man, y'all stupid. You know where y'all live at. Y'all don't even know where that man live at. You should have told them bitches shit. Fuck them. That's all I'm saying,
well,
cuz. We just getting to understand it. I ain't got no problem with
what
you're saying.
Hey, Skin, listen to me. Listen. That's the first time we really get to hang out like we've been doing, like we was. I got your back. I wouldn't leave you for shit. But the thing is, if you a street nigga like I am, first of all, you leave a note hey, man, this is where I'm at, this address, this app. And you don't, hey, you can't depend on nobody but yourself, true enough. But you always leave a note for the last trail. So I already knew how it went. So, but, like I told you, I got broke or whatever it is. I tell you, no, I'm not leaving. You tell me, preacher boy, I got this. I said, man, no. You sure?
Right.
I got this.
Right.
No,
you're
I'm
right.
not leaving you.
Yeah,
now you get mad at me. Go,
that,
man. Just leave.
All that was 100% correct.
You know, I don't play them dumb games. If I invite you anywhere, I got to stay to the end. Even when we was on the street, I asked you, are you okay? You said, I got it. Man, no, 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 I can't leave you like that. Man, I got this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I went to go get money. I told you, hold the port down. I said, hold the port down until I go get the money.
I hold the hand down. I was sitting there bullshitting around, just playing my little part. He came back, baby.
And then when I got back, I struck the head like lightning. Get that chance,
there
man.
You go. And guess what? I wasn't losing, so I said, fuck him. That's why I went in the face. Like, what is you saying, man? Because you really, I ain't finna talk jazz. If man, we was on the street, I would say, nigga, you know you's a bitch. I believe you a bitch, and I'll show you you a bitch. Plain and simple. But we in the man house. They can have 49 pistols in that bitch. I ain't no goddamn fool. They know where all the knives are and everything.
I didn't give a fuck. If anybody had jumped up, I'd have had to nail their ass. Point blank.
See, I'm just sitting there talking shit back to you. Yep. Whatever you say. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all that old stew pigeon and plane and all that shit you doing, nigga, stop it. You front. You don't even know me. Punk motherfucker.
Right. that what you
do. Do you want to gamble? That's what I want to know. Do you want to gamble, nigga? All that other shit you talking about ain't shit, nigga.
And then when you got up on him, this one made me want to laugh, but I couldn't. I had to stay serious because I'm trying to watch everybody else moving in the house. Man, preacher boy, get your boy. Nephew and his son sat the fuck down like the Statue of Liberty. His nephew was stuck because he said, looking at me like, oh, my God, don't make preacher boy go off on us.
Yeah, because they don't know me. They don't know that
you walked out the house. Listen, when you walked out the house, God damn it, they didn't say nothing until they made sure you pull off. And it was like, hey, man, your boy was bogus, man. Your boy was, man, listen, bro, that shit went two ways. You was doing that stupid shit. So I let it go. But he kept digging because he never heard me say nothing back. You know, I just kept it cordial. And he kept talking about you. Kept how to fuck him up. What if I'd have stole on him? What if I did this? What if my kids was in it? What if they'd have did this? And I'm steady like, are you serious? Do you know how to did to y'all in this bitch? Then I just up and said,
but you know what's crazy, though?
Y'all did something to that man.
Hey, look, I ain't going to go there, but I'm going to bet you this. I can see that nigga in the auto show anywhere. I'm going to say, when I left, you said you would have sold on me. I bet you don't say shit. Bet you don't.
Man, that man going to buy you dinner. He's seeing you in the street.
And you know I'm going to say it now, preacher boy. I guarantee
you,
anywhere I see that nigga at, I'm going to say, hey, hold on. Stop it. Hey, why you wait till I leave talking about, you, what if you would have stole on me? You know you don't want no trouble, man. Watch. Soon as I see him, I don't give a fuck what I see him.
You
can be with his bitch.
Hey, that motherfucker gonna call me so fast. He gonna call me so fast. You ain't gotta worry about me with no bitch. If he ain't buying that whole team, he ain't doing nothing.
I'm just saying. I don't give a fuck who you with.
Ain't no call, girl.
I'm gonna tell him.
But he tried to put them kids involved in that shit. Like, man, you better, hey, man, you better stand down like you're supposed to.
Let me tell you something how stupid niggas is. Niggas supposed to be, let me tell you something. I'm in a good position, meaning this. Niggas should be, preacher boy.
I'm listening.
Preacher boy. Hey, hung up the show. Okay. I'm in a good position, meaning this. Nigga, you niggas do interior. This nigga selling drugs on the block. I ain't talking about them niggas. I'm just talking about other niggas. Why
yeah,
would you talk a nigga and you know where they be at all the time? That ain't no different than we going to your shop every day. You got a fucking shop, preacher boy. You got to weigh your options out, man. You got to be a goddamn fool. Tear your ass up. You going to tear them up. I ain't saying you ain't going to tear them up for
right.
the ass up. But
tear
their ass
up
because
I got to close my shop. I got to close business.
Yeah, because they know where the fuck you at. You dumbass nigga, y'all invite motherfuckers to y'all house talking crazy, man. Stop it, man. And you frontin'. It ain't like you tough for real. You're a faggot. I was telling you, call them people all kind of shit. They tell me, don't do it no more, and they going to spill on you. All that fun. The man did the same shit when you left. You said, I ain't saying a word. I'm sitting there laughing. The man said he was going to knock you out when you left. I'm laughing. You ain't see me call your phone. Hey, preacher boy, man, talking about you, he going to knock you out. I know the nigga a bitch, man. All I do is want to win his fucking money.
And as soon as I get
that's
that,
all I
want
to do.
99 bitches to get the winning.
Come right back and call the man 99 bitches. I would have been bogus in the motherfucker. I would have said, hey, I thought you said you was going to knock preacher boy out. He just called you. I ain't trying to start nothing. I want to get their fucking money, man. I ain't said that damn word. I'm just sitting there laughing on the inside like, this man's a pure D bitch, man. Trying to act like he's somebody.
But I told
be
you
turning
that.
His lip up and getting sick. Yeah, but that ain't had nothing to do
that.
With. That don't have nothing
I
to do with
to
our situation.
Getting upset. I tried to tell you that to keep you from getting upset because he lied to say
but I didn't get upset. I never got upset. I was telling you, man, preacher boy. I kept telling you, preacher boy. Man, stop calling them all them bitches, man. Goddamn, come on, let's get the money. But one, I thought I couldn't get no money. You can have it all. Fuck him, man.
Now listen.
Because he wasn't, they wasn't trying to gamble me no more. You see, nephew wasn't even gambling me no more. He wanted you.
Right.
He said, look, if they didn't have no extra, but listen to this, though. But listen to this. They were scared of my shot, and if they didn't have nobody extra there, like an extra man there, I ain't talking about Unc and what's the name? What's his name again?
Reno. They needed somebody
if, they, if it's just Reno and Unc there, I ain't got no bet. They going to bet you all night. They ain't going to bet me at all.
Right.
They got to have some new motherfucker there for me. So what? It wasn't nobody knew that. Fuck them. There was nobody knew that had no money. They ain't had no money, preacher
right.
boy, so I could care less. That's why I just didn't say what I wanted to say, because I want to say, hey, preacher boy, you don't got nothing to do with this. Y'all keep playing with preacher boy. Y'all ain't got to, whatever y'all want to do with me, come on. That's it. I don't want you to lose. I don't want you to fuck your gamble off because something that I just wanted to do. No, I wonder how to play it at all. You could, if it gets serious and you want to tat nigga ass up or pop him, then you do it. But don't, you ain't got to say all that. Then wait till you get down to the nitty gritty. You ain't got to say a goddamn word. Act like you cool with them. So you stay in good grace. Man, because they ain't doing
right.
no fun. Man, I've been like this all my life, man.
Let me tell you something
man,
now.
Please. Listen.
That's like when we went to granny house. It's certain motherfuckers in the house you can't say a word to. Cause they ain't got no problem about popping you in your ass. But I can say what I want to their grandma. That's their mama. Two of them is their mama and that's their grandmama. Hey, man, I'm part of the family. I say all kind of crazy shit to them. They look over me, but they know how the shit turn out with us. We going to shoot each other. We going to get out and do whatever it takes.
Right, but that don't have nothing to do with me, preacher boy. That don't have nothing to do with me how you get on with it. It has something to do with me how I'm going to conduct myself. You ain't see me saying nothing shit to them people. I don't know them people. I ain't saying nothing to them. I ain't saying nothing to nobody. Nigga, I'm going to respect granny and try to break her. That's why I wasn't afraid to go back over there because I'd be being too nice. She'd be the broke me. I caught her ass slipping. See, I ain't no goddamn fool, preacher boy. You kept telling me a thousand times, man, I'm going to old granny. What did I tell you? Nope. I like up in them house when they got some little extra niggas there going to give away that money. See, I ain't no goddamn fool. If you listen to me, motherfucker, you have $1 million right now because you know everybody in them gentlemen. You just a hard-headed punk motherfucker. Because if you would listen to me, we the big fuck Scotty up, but you won't listen. You a hard-headed, one-legged, stupid bitch want to gamble yo. You keep gambling the same way with everybody, you're going to get your ass pulled out. Now, I'm telling you something good, nigga. I call you on the back line and tell you don't make no difference. I tell you in your face. Bitch, I don't too much. Listen to me, though. I don't too much be with no nigga, nigga. Me and Bookie used to be together every day. You see, I don't fuck with him. I'm by myself. Because this bitch want to do some other shit. Now, he don't gamble the way I want to gamble. But this bitch want to, he want to gamble with my relatives and shit. He want to fuck my brother and him out of money. He going crazy now. And then he want to do shit behind my back and talking to bitches and shit and snitching and shit, so I don't play that shit. That's why I quit fucking with him. But you caught a blessing for me to fuck with you, because you know I used to try to break your motherfucking ass.
Right.
You caught a motherfucking blessing. So all I'm telling you, if you listen to me, boy, we'd have been fucked Scotty up. You won't listen. You a hard MOB. You want to argue about the shit later on. I don't want to do that shit, man. I just want you to follow my lead, and I'm going to guarantee you going to win. Motherfucker, we don't win, goddamn it, then just pull my ass up. Cuss me the fuck out if we don't win. Because I'm going to kill a motherfucking ass, you listen to me. I promise you that.
My thing is, we gamble two different ways. I've been gambling my way all my life.
Yeah, but I promise you, if you listen to my way, when you around me with the people that me and you gambling with, we gonna kill them bitches, man. If we don't kill them, I'm gonna throw all my money on the roof. You can have it all. Fuck is you talking about? I'm gonna murder they motherfucking ass. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, son. Let me tell you when I be getting fucked up. When there's other people in the way gambling a different way that they like, and they don't like what I'm doing, so they ain't going to do it. So now I try to convert to what they doing and get fucked up. That's how I get fucked up. Now, I'm just telling you what's real. I'm telling you what I've been seeing. That's why I just stand out. Why you think I threw the dice? That's why I ain't even gambling. I say I ain't bet. Because I'm gambling with a grudge. I'm going to be gambling with a grudge. I'm going to be gambling with a grudge. I know I'm going to get fucked up.
Don't even waste your breath. Don't even waste your footsteps. What up, baby boy? Yeah.
Yeah, Lord. It's all good.
I ain't got nothing to jump them off with. I ain't got no car to jump them off with.
Oh, shit.
This truck ain't meant to jump a motherfucker off. This pistol make a nigga jump. I ain't trying to do nothing different. That's a setup. That's a...
Shout out. I got this motherfucking jump box.
Yeah, I got a jump box for a nigga ass. I put that 9 on that, I guarantee he'll jump.
Oh, shit.
He'll jump, he might run, too. He might find right on up.